was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got you with it. No!
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Going live!
Episode 670.
Suck it.
And we are joined today by our friend forever, Evan LeFevre. Welcome back, Evan.
The king has returned.
Ooh-wee, y'all. What's up? You ready to bring about world peace and prevent World War III tonight on the show?
Yes. Tell us all about it.
We got to do it, guys. Tonight, it's time for us to uphold the Declaration of Independence. Tonight, we make a new declaration to establish a new world order based around peace and unconditional wealth and prosperity for every human being alive, so that we protect and respect the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for every single human being, not just Americans. Okay, when Trump went out there and assassinated Soleimani, you know what? He forgot that Soleimani has the unconditional, unalienable right to life. So that means no one can take his life, okay? And the Declaration of Independence says, if any government or entity violates any of our unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that we have the right and the duty to fire them all and no longer recognize them as our government and establish a new government, a new world order based around protecting and respecting our unalienable rights. And every Iranian citizen is royalty. Just like every American, we all matter. All lives matter. All right. I don't mean to be cliche, but listen, guys, spoiler alert, I'm the king of the kingdom of heaven, and I love everyone. Everyone on this planet is my chosen people. Okay. It doesn't matter what language they speak, what country they're born in. Just because I was born in America doesn't mean that I favor American lives over other lives or people with white skin. All right. You know why they got away with murdering Soleimani is because he's got brown skin, all right? If it was some white dude, it'd be some big fucking hoopla, you know what I mean? And now we're on the brink of another war, and we have to prevent it here tonight by saying we are the adults of the 21st century. We make the rules, and we say violence and killing is no longer an acceptable solution for any problem on this planet, and it is illegal from this point on for anyone to kill anyone anywhere, including governments. No more dropping bombs, no more troops on the ground, no more invading other lands with use of force.
So also, no more executions too, right?
Exactly, man. No more. Yeah, you can't just assassinate someone just because they live in another country and they got brown skin. You can't just point the finger and say they were planning something bad, so we had to kill them. You know what I mean? Look at all the bad shit Trump has done. Trump murdered children in the first 3 months of his office. He murdered like 7 children under the age of 13. Many of them were just 6 and 5, boys and girls, just because one of them was the daughter of this guy who's wanted by the U.S. government, who's an supposed enemy of the U.S. government. And he just murdered all these kids. And I don't give a fuck, okay? If you think Charles Manson was fucking guilty, if you're going to charge Charles Manson with the crimes of the Manson family, but you're not going to hold people like Donald Trump accountable when he goes out and sends people to murder fucking innocent children. All right. That's worse than what fucking Charles Manson did. It's on the same fucking level. All right. It doesn't matter who's making the Kool-Aid. If you're drinking it and it's making people go out and kill in the name of, you know, it's bullshit.
And I think, Trump's definitely the worst one in our lifetime. But, you know, I would say most of the presidents in my lifetime did similar things as well.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
Yeah.
Obama was no different. Obama fucking killed Muammar Gaddafi, who was essentially the brown-skinned Bernie Sanders. Okay, there's a lot of propaganda that said Muammar Gaddafi was this evil dictator, but really, in reality, he brought about a utopia in Libya where electricity was free, where they gave you an automobile. When you turned 16, you got a free automobile. When you got married, you got $100,000 toward just for free. You got a free house. Everything was free in Libya. He was bringing about like a socialist utopia, and the people in the evil slave masters, the Nazis in control of the United States of America, they fucking were so scared about us finding out that the Libyans had a better quality of life than us that, oh my God, brown skinned people could be living a higher quality of life than all these people in America, you know, because that's all that matters. You know, they teach us this patriotism. You know, patriotism is racism in disguise, guys. All right. When they make you root for your own team and fuck every other team, you know, they teach you that with these sports, with baseball, football, every fucking sport. It's always root for your own team. Fuck everyone else. Right. And they embed this into us subliminally, so that they can get away with saying, oh, we're at war with every other country, so if we go and bomb all these fucking brown-skinned people, it's okay because we're the good guys and that's the other team, so fuck the other team. But everybody's on my fucking team. Everybody is on my fucking team. So you don't go around killing my motherfucking people, guys. I don't give a fuck if you're Donald Trump, the host of Apprentice, or whatever, whoever the fuck you are. You don't go around murdering my people on this planet any longer. Evanism revolution.
He's cutting a promo right now.
Declaration of peace. World peace.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It is illegal, dude, to murder on any level.
Fuck yeah. It's illegal to let people starve to death, and it's illegal to kill anybody anywhere for any reason. I mean, isn't that something we can all agree on as sensible fucking adults? And whether or not you want to consider me a sensible fucking adult because I let you know that I'm the father of Jesus or not is besides the motherfucking point, guys. Okay? Because it's time for the world to find out that I exist. That the King of the Kingdom of Heaven is here. That you have someone who loves you.
Pim Monk,
who has a plan for you.
Pim Monk disagrees with you.
He disagrees?
Why would Pim Monk disagree?
Because he always does.
Pim Monk, you better come with that. You can't just say that in chat.
Yeah, I love Pimp Monk, and when I become king and we bring about a new world order, because in case you guys didn't know, I came up with a replacement for capitalism and every other ism on the planet. It's called Evanism, which is the replacement of 100% of human labor with advanced robotics automation technology.
What about
so that we can
jism?
Provide it? Yeah, of course, man, of course.
That's what the
I'm sure there's people that
does.
Would donate. I'm sure there's people that would donate.
Okay.
Nanotechnological sperm, hey?
Yeah, nanotech is robo-jizz.
Hell yeah. But so we replace 100% of human labor with robotics automation technology and provide everything to everyone for free on demand 24/7. I invented this thing called a genie, right? And it's an advanced AI that you contact via your smartphone and you make prayers and wishes to your genie. Like, I want a Big Mac, Domino's pizza, a PlayStation 3, a Super Soaker from 1990, and I want it all delivered right here to where I am. And the robots fucking deliver it to you 5 minutes after you request it, no matter where you are on Earth, for free. In this way, with Evanism, every human being is truly liberated to do whatever they want to do every day of their lives. And they never have to fucking... Oh, there it is. Evanism.net, y'all. That's my website, guys.
So you have the future.
You had this made?
Yeah, this is my... Yep, I'm
cool.
Working on that website, 111 Interactive Entertainment. So, yeah.
Oh, that didn't work.
It's all about... Oh, is my website crashing?
Oh, yeah. My God. What'd you do, Ben?
All I did was click on a link. What the hell?
Oh, man.
And then I have Onision's religion. Have you heard of Onision's religion that he created? Do you know about this?
Seseska?
Seseska.
Is a belief system created by Greg. Greg followed, using the term loosely, Seseska from 1997 to the present. I don't think it's to the present.
I don't know.
Maybe when this was written. At one point, he attempted to turn Seseska into a religion and maintained a site dedicated to it for several years.
Yeah, here's a screenshot of it.
Evan, what are your thoughts on the reptilian shapeshifters who are controlling all the world's governments? Do you believe that the Illuminati and the reptilians are working together? I heard they are both trying to poison everyone with chemtrails.
Check it out, guys. The reptilian aliens exist, all right? We are living in a post-invasion society, okay? There's no way that human beings on planet Earth can just have this amnesia about their history when it goes back a couple thousand years and they don't know what the fuck really happened. No one knows what really happened. Oh, no one knows what really happened in Egypt. No one really knows what happened to the Mayans. Nobody really knows this, this. There's all these mysteries. And it's like, if you fucking lived on this planet for fucking millions or thousands or however many fucking generations human beings have lived on this planet, why is it that everybody just forgets all of a sudden? All right, even though written word was not popularized and widespread at, you know, so many thousands of years in the past, that doesn't mean that oral traditions of passing on history through storytelling didn't exist. So what had to happen was an advanced race of extraterrestrials had to invade planet Earth in the recent past. They took it over. They killed all the people who knew the true history of planet Earth. And then they implanted their new bullshit history with the Bible and all this bullshit, trying to put pass that off as a fucking historical book and shit. You know, we're living in a post-invasion world. And these evil alien slave masters that are enslaving us all, they don't want us to know that there are is life on other planets. Because there are other planets with life on it all over the fucking place. And they have heaven on Earth through robotics technology. They have evanism. So no one works. They have true freedom. There is no class. Everybody has everything they want and need for free, and no one's a slave.
Are there are there already planets that are full on evanism already?
Oh, yeah, because spoiler alert, I am an alien invader, and I used advanced reincarnation technology to reincarnate on every planet with life on it in existence. And I reincarnate not alone. I reincarnate with a bunch of other people, members of the Army of Heaven, and we take over the planet and bring about heaven on Earth through technology on every planet, because I care about everyone everywhere, and every planet deserves a king like me. Every planet deserves evanism, y'all. So that's my gift. But anyway, so the reptilians, they've turned planet Earth into a reality television show that they broadcast all throughout the multiverse and beyond, where they get off on torturing human beings. They have technology that can wirelessly manipulate the human brain and put thoughts in people's heads, visions, feelings, all these things into people's heads to fuck with them and try to get them to do the worst of the worst shit, to fight each other, to turn against each other, to be at each other's throats. And it's a game to them. It's a fucking game show, an interactive reality game show that these fucked up aliens are putting us through because they think we're fucking animals. They think we're just fucking a lower life form to them that they can abuse just like we abuse lower life, quote unquote, lower life forms here on this planet. So, but they're not really called the reptilians. Their race is called demons. That's the name of the race of these reptilian aliens. Yeah, they're like, they have advanced technology and they're using it to fuck with people because they use us as slaves. They eat us. They clone us, guys. We're characters on their reality show and they sell our clones, and reptilians are out there eating fucking 5-year-old Billy the Fridge and shit. And it's fucked up, man. I'm trying to stop it.
But they're so delicious.
But see, trying to tell the reptilians to stop eating humans is like trying to tell human beings to stop eating meat. You know, I could come around and say, hey, we got to stop eating animals, yeah, guys. It's evil to eat animals. And a lot of people are going to tell me to go fuck myself. So it's like, if I go to the reptilians and I say, hey, quit cloning and eating and enslaving and torturing human beings, they'll say, we've been doing this for billions of years. Go fuck yourself. So it's basically this battle, this eternal struggle of the reptilians and me fighting against each other over the rights of human beings. And so I'm kind of forced to participate in the reality show from heaven, so to influence positive thoughts into humanity when the reptilians are out there putting negative thoughts into the minds of humanity. So.
So they're only eating clones of 5-year-old Billy, not actual 5-year-old Billy?
That's the agreement they've made with the humans of this planet.
I guess that's...
Because there's a race of humans that are in cahoots with the reptilians. They basically made an agreement. You don't fuck with us on planet Earth, but you can have our DNA. That's why they take your DNA at birth to give it to the reptilian database. So they get, because you got to get DNA right when it's fresh, because then the clones are more effective. If you try to take my DNA right now, the clone is going to be, because I'm already a clone of myself. Your body reproduces its cells completely every 7 years. So every 7 years, you're a clone of yourself anyway. You're a copy of a copy of a copy. That's why we age and degrade on a cellular level. So taking my DNA to make a clone now would make a weak clone. But no, they have entire epicenters of each one of us where there's a fat version of us, a muscular version of us being raised. And these robots just raise these little baby clones to be whatever version they can sell to these reptilians.
What if somebody is really fat and then they get thin? What happens to their counterpart that's either fat or thin? Do they cease to exist?
I mean, look, if the reptilian wants a fat clone and the clone just refuses to order. Eat.
So that's why they eat Little Billy, because Little Billy was like a decent meal.
Well,
right?
5-year-old Billy hasn't had his
he's like
particles
veal.
Or his DNA hasn't.
He's like veal.
His cells haven't regurgitated yet. They're still 5-year-old instead of 7-year-old.
That's so fucked
they're,
up.
They're at that prime level.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man.
No, it's fucked up. And they like eating people while they're alive. They scare the shit out of them because when the human being gets scared and when they're fighting for their lives, they release this chemical into their bloodstream and the reptilians, it makes them go fucking crazy. Okay? And so what's fucked up is the reptilians feed off of the suffering of human beings. They feed off of our misery, off of our suffering when we're angry and when we fight each other. They can literally watch it and feed off of it like we feed off of pornography. We can turn on a porno and get stimulated somehow. We feel like this energy and it stimulates us. Seeing us suffer does the same thing to them. It like turns them on in a way that we can't comprehend because we're just humans. But they try to get us to comprehend it with programming like America's Funniest Home Videos and shit, where they teach all these human beings to think like the reptilians, to laugh every time they see daddy get hit in the balls with a football, and laugh every time they see the old guy walking up the stairs and he falls over on his
ass.
That's
America's Funniest Home Videos right there.
Yeah, that's reptilian acceptance propaganda.
Is it? Is Bob Saget a reptilian?
I mean, Tom Bergeron,
dude,
sure as hell is.
Do you guys know who David Icke is? David Icke is one of my sons from heaven. He's part of the royal family of heaven. He's the leading expert on the reptilians. He's come out on it because he's, you know, one of the Army of Heaven members. But he even admitted he's my son in one of his first appearances on a show. People just, they booed him off the stage. They laughed him out of the studio when he said it. But
fuck.
At least he said. But yeah, so. But hey, the cool thing is, you know, the reptilians might be doing what they're doing, but the kingdom of heaven, the good Illuminati, the fucking Illuminati, which I am the leader of, we use technology known as the divine inspiration machine to wirelessly put thoughts and ideas into the heads of people on planet Earth without them even realizing it's happening. They think they're having the thought and idea organically on their own. And that way, I can...
If he wants to put come all, in, is he ready?
He says he's. Pimple
sorry
says
for
he
interrupting.
Wants to come in, so I,
okay, we're bringing Pimple. Dude, it's a tap. The original tap reunion.
A little reunion.
Yeah.
There we go.
Because this we were the original altered perspective.
Way back.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
In
the beginning of the end, and now we're returning to save World War III.
No, prevent it. Save the world.
What's up, Pimp?
What's up, Pimp? Man, long time no see, my friend.
What's up, you crazy motherfucker, you?
I know.
You
I'm
want
crazy.
All that damn crazy, don't you, boy? You did crazy as hell. You know that, right?
See, that's the reptilians.
Man, what the fuck are you talking about, reptilians?
Yeah, they don't want to see me become king because then I will end the suffering on planet Earth. See,
goddamn it, Evan.
So
they feed
want,
off
they
the suffering. With, Pimp.
What about Pimpmonkism? That's the true religion. You need to bow down to Pimpmonkism.
What? All suffering all the time?
Yes, all suffering. All them. We eat people. We say, fuck. If you weak, we eat your ass.
Are you a reptilian?
I am a repimpian.
Oh, my God.
So you're like Repsian? Did you say you're a Repsian?
Oh, fuck you in the butt, dude.
You said yes too.
I didn't hear what you said at first.
I hate how Repsion just hated Pimp Monk for what seemed to be no good reason.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, Repsion was anti Pimp Monk.
Like when he said he smells.
That's because Repsion has no fucking social skills because he was fucking homeschooled till he was 30 years old and shit. You know what I mean?
His parents were tying him up
and whipping him with the Bible in the basement.
No, the truth is, the reason Repsion don't hating on me is because the night we did that fucking Wheel of Misfortune or whatever it's called, Wheel of Torture or whatever it was.
Yeah.
See, Repsion said before the show started, Ben was there. He said, I may not beat Paul, but I know I can get more answers right than Pimp Monk. The motherfucker got one answer correct.
Damn.
And then he also thought he had to snort fucking peppercorns.
You should have let, man.
They offered $100 for Repsion to snort pepper, and they had to grind the pepper, right?
Yeah, Repsion thought he had grinder. To snort
the. He thought he had to snort the whole fucking corn, peppercorn. And I'm like, I'll take the $100 to snort pepper. I've done it fucking before. I didn't give a shit. But anyways, Rep's all right. He's just his girlfriend's a fucking twat.
Oh, what? My God.
She's a sweet girl.
I said it. No, Billy, you got some shit started and it was your fucking fault.
Who, me?
Yes, it was your fault that me and her had an argument.
Probably you guys on argue Twitter. About?
Yes, because I made a tweet about fat people because fat people suck. Anyways, and Billy comes in being the fat apologist that he is. Ben knows what I'm talking about. Billy's a fucking fat apologist.
I'm tired of feeding these reptilians on suffering, dude. I'm trying to starve them out with love.
White knight for fat fucks is what you do. You white knight for fat fucks. No. Anyways, you come in and I start joking around with you. And then she comes in trying to defend your big ass. And I'm like, bitch, this is my tweet.
So Pimp Monk, who the fuck could win in an arm wrestling match? You or Rep's youngest girlfriend, man?
Ask Billy. He knows.
Oh. Probably Rep's youngest girlfriend. She was trained by
the fucking big dude. She's like twice as the size of Repsion, man.
Billy knows about my arm wrestling skills. That's Billy.
I don't remember.
Yeah, everybody else does, though. When I put your ass down, everybody remembers.
I don't recall that.
No, come on.
Real man, Billy. What's happening?
Pitmonk, you seem to be caught up in this reptilian suffer chamber. You need to step out of the suffer zone, man.
I want everybody to fucking suffer, dude. Everybody suffer, Evan.
The reptilians invented arm wrestling because
what the fuck are you talking about?
They wanted us only to touch each other when we're fighting. All right. Yeah. Instead of shaking hands in brothership, they want us grabbing each other's hands and competing over who's better, a fight to the death. You know what I'm saying? They don't want people to be fucking uniting and going, nah, we're about to build something together. Instead of using our strength to compete with each other, we're going to compete with ourselves to see how strong we are to build a better world together.
I want to bring back the true meaning of bear hug.
I can't beat Tommy from Bronx. Is that challenge me? I can't beat Tommy in arm wrestling. Tommy can beat me any day in an arm wrestling match.
Well, why bring up arm wrestling then if you can't beat everybody in the world
didn't.
At it?
Evan did.
No, not arm wrestling. That was you.
Really?
You
said, to be able to say you're good at something, you have to be better than everyone else in the world?
Yeah, I mean, why bring it up if you can't beat everybody?
I didn't bring it up. Evan
then you're just
said who would win.
People between me and you.
Evan said who.
So you're admitting you're weaker than me. Wrestling.
Wait a minute, so you're admitting you're weaker than me then, Billy.
No, I'm not admitting. I don't recall
That's
that
what
moment.
It sound like to me. That's what it sounded like to me.
Am
you
I the
just
best
admitted
rapper?
I was bullying. I'm bullying Billy now.
I am not the best rapper.
Pimp Monk, you have to ask yourself, is it the strong man who has to prove his strength, or is it the strong man who doesn't have to prove his strength?
It's the motherfucker that runs his mouth. That's who has to prove it.
Well,
I don't bring up rap. You guys bring up rap to me because you found my weakness is cringing at bad rap.
You're very good at rap. I mean, you're fucking awesome, dude. You're talented motherfucker, but you're just a weak ass motherfucker when it comes to arm wrestling. That's
I don't know about all that, Pimp Monk.
I mean, you're a good rapper, but you're just a pussy.
I guess I focus more on friendship than arm wrestling growing up.
I focused on whooping people's motherfucking ass growing up.
Yeah. Maybe that was my fault for I wasn't a privileged
little white boy like you. I grew up in the hood, Billy. I'm not a privileged little white kid.
I want to show you guys something really quick.
Pitmunk, I grew up in a crack house.
Well,
dude, I sold crack. Check out this slap. You probably saw this. This is the most epic, like, slap knockout I've ever seen.
Oh. Damn.
And they're going to play it in slow motion. He licks the back of his hand before he slaps the guy. Look, he licks the back of his hand and slaps the shit out of him. What?
Yeah.
That's a bitch slap.
That was a dance as right Chris, there.
As Chris Tucker would say, you got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good impersonation there.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
That gentleman right there decided to lick it and then dance while he did the slap. Like that, he had all the time in the world to knock that dude silly.
That's something I've never done. I've never licked my hand before I hit somebody.
That's next level, like pageantry right there.
Yeah, that's like that's actually like a wrestling move. Right? I'm gonna lick the motherfucker to hit you.
That slap sound, damn.
Speaking of that, guys, I'm gonna be at the fucking WWE Hall of Fame this year.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
I wish I could be where AAW is tomorrow night, dude. It's like right down the road from me.
Yes.
But I can't make it though, but it's right down the road, man. They're gonna have like all the classic legend, Memphis legends and shit, which I fucking grew up on. That's what I grew up on, the Memphis legends. You know, Rock and Roll Express, all them motherfuckers. It's so awesome. I think handsome boogie woogie man Jimmy Valiant's gonna be there.
Rock and Roll Express.
I mean, I grew up on that shit. That's what I watched as a kid growing up, Memphis Wrestling. So, yeah, dude, I wish I could be there, but can't do it. Because Evan stole all my money.
Yeah,
Evan
crazy
didn't steal your money.
He did, Billy. He conned me. He told me that if I gave him all my money, I'd grow a big dick, and I didn't.
just keep rubbing on it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, created the Genie app so you could sit there and rub on it.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Rub your magic lamp, why'd you do that?
It's still so tiny. It's just so tiny.
But yeah, I'm gonna be there to see the fucking NWO get inducted. You think they're gonna bring out every member, like all fucking?
No, it's just gonna be Hogan, Nash, Hall, and X-Pac.
Dude, Hogan's training to wrestle.
He is,
dude, and he looks like Santa Claus. He's got like the full
big ass beard. Yeah, I've seen that shit.
Yeah.
It's
and
fucking
he's looking
man.
Pretty ripped. He'll probably work ripped. Like a very Santa loose.
How old is Hogan?
65. 65.
Dude, yeah, that motherfucker looks awesome for 65. I mean, we all know it's Roy.
Is he going to Saudi Arabia for that last match?
No, I think it's WrestleMania.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are they doing another Saudi Arabia thing?
I don't know. I would hope not. I don't think we should be.
Well, I think they have a deal with them to do two shows a year for the
next
10 years.
Yeah, but they didn't pay them, and that's where the whole.
I
don't want to talk too
much
wrestling because people are going to like.
Can I just say this one thing? Okay. I think it's hypocritical that they push women like they do, and then they do a fucking deal with Saudi Arabia where they can't even show women on fucking TV.
Well,
that's
they
bullshit.
Had women last time?
They
around?
Had women last
no.
time. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they had.
But it wasn't there. It wasn't there. It was like somewhere else, right?
No.
It was in Saudi Arabia.
It was there, but they covered like they wore like full. They were like basically wearing like pajamas, you know, or like warm up suits.
When they went to Saudi Arabia, didn't the government try to assassinate Fandango and them for being gay and his partner? Didn't they think they were gay, so they tried to kill him? Or something?
I don't know about that. I know that they were basically forced to have their flight delayed for a whole extra 24 hours.
They don't let Sami Zayn wrestle because I think he's
Syrian. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
dude, could you imagine? I mean, Saudi Arabia doesn't want to fuck up its partnership with the United States. Like, they're in it together, but they were supposedly responsible for 9/11. The hijackers were Saudi Arabian and shit, supposedly.
Many of them, most of them, yes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, and then what if they're planning a terrorist attack involving wrestlers and they're just setting the stage for like this grand event where they take them all hostage and shit or blow them up or some shit, you know?
When Trump made his no-fly list, Saudi Arabia was still on it, but then all these other Muslim countries that, you know, were also known for terrorism did have a travel ban. And it's all about the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
always about the money.
We're getting so much money from them motherfuckers. The United States gets so much money from selling them weapons and shit. It's astronomical.
Yeah, the United States is the number one funder of terrorism, right?
Who is? The United States? Yeah.
I mean, yeah, when you arm like the Taliban to fight the Russians and then they use it, you know, the Russians leave and they still have all these weapons.
Yeah, Soleimani fought the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And the thing is, the United States started the Taliban, started Al-Qaeda, funded them, trained them. They control them. It's a, you know, it's a puppet organization that, you know, a boogeyman unit that the United States goes around sending on missions that they're like, look, it's the bad guy. It's Al-Qaeda. They did it, when really it's the United States doing this shit.
But and you know what, Soleimani though?
Was onto that shit.
Nobody even talked about Soleimani. I mean, nobody fucking liked him. Now that we did this, which is fucked up. But everybody, oh, I love him. Well, you don't even know who the fuck they were. All right, here he is. I mean, goddamn, shut up.
All right. Yeah.
Everybody was saying they liked Soleimani earlier in the chat.
Yeah, well, I like Soleimani, too. That's some good shit, but I can't eat it because of my blood pressure.
And now that World War III is starting, you get everybody posting the video. Well, yeah, you know, World War III. Everybody posts the video of who's that Jeffrey Epstein looking guy, the chef, Anthony Bourdain, how he was like, he said that when he went to Iran, they were the nicest people he'd ever come in contact with in all the years of filming his show outside of or anywhere. He was like, the Iranian people were the nicest, sweetest people.
Yeah. Iranian people are fucking amazing. They're peaceful people, you know.
Well,
there's the propaganda machine that tries to say, oh, look, they're evil. They're,
well, they're
I will
people,
say,
maybe.
I will say, kind of yeah, problem. Their theocratic government that has Sharia
their
law.
Government. Their government is a little far behind on the times, but the people, the
Hundreds
populace are progressive. Yeah. The populace is progressive. They're trying to change things, but they don't want to change it with the help of America fucking intervention and bombs and shit like that. You know what I mean?
They don't want to change it by blowing it all away.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just end them all. Let's just fucking just take everybody.
Let's not, Pimp Monk. You're talking genocide here.
Let's just take everybody, especially the fat people.
Oh my gosh.
Let's face it. We need regime change here in the United States, guys. That's what we fucking need. That's
don't be hating on my Trump dog. Don't be hating on Trump dog. Come on, seriously, he's Jesus. I don't like Trump.
No, but you like Elizabeth Warren though.
Yeah. I do like Elizabeth Warren. I do. That's who I want to win, but she's not going to do it now. I used to say she was, but I don't think she's going. I think Biden's going to get this shit, which is fucking retarded.
Yeah, that
of course.
Is terrible. Biden versus Trump sounds like.
Guys,
Trump's gonna get a second term. This is.
I thought we weren't talking about wrestling, guys, because anybody who knows fucking wrestling can see through the facade of our political system in a presidential level that the Democrats and the Republicans, or they really work together, just like the bad guys and the good guys in wrestling. You know, in wrestling, the bad guys and the good guys pretend to fight each other on stage, and they get the people with the signs, and they're all fired up and shit. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly what our political system is. It's the Democrats and the Republicans working together to fool the American people into thinking they're actually competing with each other, when really they're just working together to fuck people over.
And it's
well, I agree with that to a point. I do think that they compete for whoever has control over that. But by and large, they do cooperate. And that's why there's only two parties and. That's why there would never be more parties created that can really stand a chance.
Yeah, independence. It'd be a long time if we ever have an independent president. By the way, Evan, before we move on, can I tell you like a cast member of Sons of Anarchy right now? I'm just saying.
Funny.
Man, I like you better in color, by the way. You're looking handsome tonight in color, buddy. I haven't seen you in color looking all good and shit, but I'd rape you.
Wow. That's not a compliment.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 would rape
shut
again.
Up, Shanny.
It's not a compliment.
I said shut up, Shanny.
Who's Shanny?
I think Pitmunk's having
really,
a brain
Shanny
spasm.
For Christ.
Pitmunk's having a brain spasm. He's not in his right
William
mind.
William Shanty for Christ over
Shanty.
There.
Shanty. He's a little town.
A sea shanty for Christ.
Yeah, I'm just fucking. You do kind of. She could pass for your sister. I'm just saying.
My sister's beautiful.
Yeah, but this one ain't. Shanny's not.
Check this news story out.
Accused cannibal eats part of grinder date hanging from his ceiling. Michigan cops say what?
Pure Michigan.
Damn. David Bean.
What the fuck?
Chairman of the Puyallup tribe. That's an advertisement. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, it's right here.
Disturbing details have emerged in the case of a Michigan man who allegedly killed his grinder date, police say. Kevin Bacon, 25, was reported missing. Come on, man. Was
it's
reported
Kevin
missing
Bacon.
When he didn't
Kevin
show up
Bacon.
For breakfast with his family?
This is Bacon. What? You gotta eat the motherfucker. Come on, man.
This yeah. dude's name is not Kevin Bacon.
No. This is 1 degree of Kevin Bacon.
1 degree of Kevin Bacon.
Not show up for breakfast with his family. No bacon for breakfast. Didn't show up on Christmas Day. WJBK reported it wasn't long before his car was found outside Family Dollar in Clayton Township with his wallet, phone, and clothes inside, according to Michigan Live.
Well, goddamn.
The day before Bacon, a hairstylist had told a friend that he was meeting up with a man he'd met on the dating app Grindr, Michigan Live reported. Later that evening, Bacon texted his friend that he was having fun and would be out for a while, according to the outlet. Oh,
is this
no.
the guy? Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my God.
My friend Kevin Bacon is missing. He was last seen leaving my house on December 24th. At 5:23 p.m. to meet with a stranger from a dating app.
I feel bad laughing at this because this guy got murdered, right?
That is very bad, but come on, he looked goofy as hell now. Come on.
He do kind of look like the little pig from Tiny Toons.
Yes!
What's the pig
Hampton.
Name? Hampton. He do kind of look like Hampton.
No! This is messed up.
You want to just put that word in simulated reality right now when you see shit like this, man? Come on.
This does seem like
his
a simulation.
Name is Bacon. His name is Bacon. He looks like a pig, and the guy ate him. Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh,
are
no.
we in
this
a-
is the Here's guy the murder- that ate him?
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh. Early on December 28th, like police found Bacon's camera. Body in 50-year-old Mark Latunsky's Morris area home. He was arrested and charged with open murder and mutilation of a human body. Now, more details have emerged. According to court documents, police found Bacon hanging naked from the rafters by his ankles in Lutonsky's house. Police said Lutonsky confessed to killing Bacon by stabbing him in the back with and slicing his throat, also telling police he'd cut off Bacon's testicles with a knife before eating them.
This is awful.
This
awful.
Is absolutely horrible.
No
for
more.
Obvious yeah, reasons, I'm thinking this morning about the friends and family of this young person, Kevin Bacon. The Footloose actor shared along with a photo of the victim. His life was taken from him much too soon. His love was hairdressing. I bet he would have done a great job on this mess on my head.
Build a wall around Michigan.
So actual Kevin Bacon says a memorial and says, I bet he would have done a great job on this mess on my head. This is so strange, dude.
Is this an Onion article?
No.
Dude, Donald Onion... Trump, the host of The Apprentice, is our president. Everything in this reality is fucking stranger than fiction, guys. Kevin. Look around you and realize that, like, if this is a simulated reality, we're in a fucking Mad Magazine or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is fucking reality.
We're talking about go to the back page and slide that sumbitch together if you want the real reality. You got to fold the back page to see real
Billy
reality.
Don't feed Evan now. I love Evan. Evan crazy. Now don't feed him now.
He's not crazy. He's mad like the magazine.
No, he crazy as goddamn ass.
And he's telling you the truth. He's folding that back page together. Y'all over here.
I've always told him I love him, but he's crazy.
Pimp Monk's the kind of guy that he goes in the grocery store and he hears two people speaking Chinese to each other. And he's like, oh, they're dumb. I can't understand what they're saying.
Well, Chinese people are dumb, Evan.
They're saying because they're crazy.
Chinese people are stupid.
Sounds like they got a foreign language caught in their throat.
They need to speak. They need to speak American.
It's okay if you don't understand science, that's on you, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. Evan. I know one of the smartest people on the motherfucking planet. His name is Langton, as Billy likes to call him. Dude, come on now. Plankton. He whoop your ass in science now.
He whoop your ass in science.
I'm stupid hell, but still.
He will probably agree with me.
At least I ain't Shabisky. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm dumb, but at least I ain't Shabisky.
What's this?
If you have to compare your intelligence to other people to feel intelligent, you're not intelligent.
Suck a dick, Billy. Suck a big fat green dick right now.
The reptilians love the suffering.
Hey, man. Pimmon, don't be a prophet of the reptilians, bro. Don't be a prophet.
Evan, I will stab you.
Don't summon the reptilian dong.
Guys, I think we need to call fucking, what's that guy that does the fucking exorcisms, man? Bob Larson, the real exorcist, man. We should do a fucking exorcism live on Pimp Monk. We need to get you in DP Studios. We need to pay Bob Larson to come to fuck exorcise your demons, because you're showing signs of demon possession.
I'm the devil, Ben. He thinks I'm the devil, Ben.
We got to save this boy. We don't think you're the devil.
Ben loves me.
You're...
Billy and Evan may hate me, but Ben loves me.
Yeah.
So fuck all
Pimp
you.
Pimp Monk, I don't hate you.
We love you, Pimp Monk.
I
do
know
we're
why we're going from Kevin Bacon murder mystery to a story about Sandman.
The
CNN
Rasmussen?
Confirms a settlement has been reached with Nick Sandman.
This was the MAGA kid that was smirking with when the Native
smirk kid.
Yeah, and CNN got sued because they reported the story wrong and kind of set off this social media firestorm against this kid Nick Sandman, who was a minor at the time, and you got like people doxing him, like celebrities and shit.
The Cable News Network has reached a settlement with Nick Sandman, a Covington Catholic High School student who had sued the news outlet saying it defamed him. A spokesperson confirmed Tuesday with the Inquirer that a settlement was reached. The network would not comment on the details of the settlement. Nick's lawyers did not respond to phone calls or emails at the time of this report. Nick became part of a social media firestorm last January when he was filmed with Nathan Phillips in Washington, D.C. A video shows Nick and Phillips standing close to each other in a crowd. Nick stares at Phillips as he plays a drum. The situation unfolded after the March for Life on January 18th, which Sandman and his classmates attended. Phillips was attending the Indigenous People's March. The Sandman lawsuit against CNN seeking $275 million was filed in March and stated CNN brought down the full force of its corporate power, influence, and wealth on Nicholas by falsely attacking, vilifying, and bullying him despite the fact that he was a minor child.
Yes.
Sandman has also sued NBC and the Washington Post. His lawyers have said they also intend to sue Gannett, which owns the Inquirer.
Good. Good. I mean, like, a lot of times people, these publications take for granted that people don't have the means to take them to court for libel or slander, and sometimes they need to be held accountable, and an example needs to be made, so they don't just carelessly report whatever gets them the most attention.
Mm.
Especially when there's someone who's legally a child, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would have done that, too, if someone would have just, like, gotten in my face beating a drum while I'm standing there.
I mean, all he really did was, like, stand there, right?
He just smirked. That's all he did.
That's what I mean. I would have been, like, I would have felt awkward. And
I'd have punched the old Indian motherfucker, to be honest.
That wouldn't have went over well.
Yeah, don't punch.
The video pulled.
That old bastard got out of my face beating the drum. I take the drum and shove it up his ass.
Do I have the video of it?
Yeah, what happened when the kid was getting the drum beat in his face?
Yeah, he was like being approached by the black Hebrew Israelites, and they were calling
them
all types
of
names.
They were the actual instigators.
And then, it was like this weird standoff.
Man. He's got to hire G-Man to protect him, man. G-Man is, like, trained in the arts of fighting the Hebrew Israelites. He goes out there and goes on the street and films himself getting into battles with them.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. G-Man brave as hell, though. I give G-Man that. He get right up in their fucking faces talking shit. G-Man got some balls on him now.
We still got to have that little discussion between me and G-Man someday, man.
Who would win in a fight? You or G-Man, Evan? Be honest.
What kind? What do you mean? A fist fight?
A fucking flat out street fight.
Oh, man.
I say G-Man whoop your ass, Evan. That's what I'm saying.
See, I'm a peaceful guy, man. You
damn,
should
I'm such of an I'm a contrarian motherfucker.
Yeah, you are. You should see
me in the I'm a contrarian some bitch.
I don't even swat a mosquito, man, you know?
I'll fucking take a mosquito and watch it suffer. I'll break its little wings apart.
I'm making a children's book called Jesus and the Mosquito, where Jesus is in the house with a mosquito, and the mosquito is just trying
you
to suck.
You are crazy.
So he lets it suck his blood. And then he starts letting more mosquitoes in, and all the mosquitoes start sucking his blood.
I enjoy Evan's perspective.
I think he's nuttier than a goddamn payday is what I think.
Wow.
Wow. But I love him. I love him to death. He's
are there
fucking
payday a candy bar?
Yeah, payday a candy bar.
Oh, man.
How do you feel about escalators, Evan?
Evan, did you create escalators, Evan?
Hell yeah, man. Wait till you see.
You fucking suck if you created escalators, because those are the stairs of hell.
No, no, no. Check it out, man. Walking is going to be optional in the future when I am king. If you don't like walking.
So, my fat, lazy ass.
Yeah, and it's all good. I'll take care of you, man. I'm gonna give you free cigarettes, man.
Could you imagine
free cigarettes? Life.
See, Ben, look, Evan, support my bad habit.
How many obese people are we gonna have when walking becomes optional?
Well, I feel like if you don't have to walk, then there's gonna be answers to that. We're gonna obesity will be cured under Evanism.
No, it won't.
I bet you it will.
Oh, man, there's always going to be fat fucks out there wanting a donut. Billy, you know that.
I support people being fat, man. I think, you know.
I hate fat people.
I support people getting thin if they want to, if they want to change it for their health reason, whatever reason. It's your body. Do what the fuck you want with it. But there's a part of me that gets depressed when I see a fat actor in Hollywood who gets fucking skinny. All of a sudden, and he looks like a completely different person. You're like, where'd my boy? I mean, could you imagine if John Candy was still alive, but instead
he
was like 160 pounds? You know what I mean?
John Candy was so awesome, dude. I love John Candy. He was great. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, John Candy and Steve Martin, one of my favorite fucking movies, man.
Can you believe we're all older than he got right now, I believe? Yeah. I think we're all older than he
is. How old was he?
Let me see.
I'm the oldest here, so I'm 42. Oh, was he 36?
Yeah.
See, I'm the oldest here. I'm 42 years old.
I think the same age as Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, that's another fucking legend right there. Love it.
John Candy was 43.
Crazy, man.
Oh, he was 43. Like, okay.
Yeah, he was 43.
So you're telling me I got a year?
Song and make it better.
Kanji.
He's fucking awesome.
Uncle Buck, goddamn, I love that movie. John Candy's fucking terrific.
Reality where John Candy never died, and he went on to make other movies and shit. So
no, that didn't happen, Evan.
So
you don't understand, bro. It's
we're
okay.
Gonna move on in a minute here. I did want to let everybody know we linked Evan's channel in the description below. You can check it out if you haven't already. You can subscribe, check out his streams.
Oh yeah.
Also, Pimp Monk, check out Pimp Monk's channel. Check out the Morning Wood. Put some laughter in your day. I see that post all the time.
Yeah, piss one. And also, I got a challenge for Billy. Because next month, February, right, I'm starting a show every Saturday night at midnight my time. It's called The Stupid Saturday Show. Billy never makes my morning show because he's too fucking lazy to get the fuck up. So, Billy, my challenge is for you to be the very first guest on The Stupid Saturday Show.
At midnight your time?
Yes, that would be like 10 your time.
I might be able to pull that off. We're usually in here until about 10.
That would be like right after this stream would end.
Yeah.
Well, both of you join the fucking show right after your show.
To get Billy to come on IRL, man.
I am doing IRL.
He's a guest next week on his show while you're walking around IRL. That would be hilarious.
It's the future.
Do it. If you haven't already liked the stream and you have enjoyed the stream, then like it, please. Give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed. Yeah. All that fun stuff.
And for those of you, give money. For those of you who did hit us with some Streamlabs, Beta Death 564 said the death penalty should remain open for maps who act on their sick desires. Dragon the West said, I agree with Evan. I'm sick and tired of the U.S. government's need to playing world police. We should take a portion of the military budget, use it to fund national health care and STEM, especially the Artemis moon mission and modernizing infrastructure. Mighty Five says it's sad when the crazy non-secular hippie makes more goddamn sense than the fucking U.S. president and three quarters of his followers. But yeah, aliens, lizards, and the cosmic zombie Jew. I don't know about all that now.
Zombie Jew.
But you do you, compadre, from Mighty Five. And then we also got a little love from Low Energy Videos says... 111 Army of Heaven. Also, fuck imps and trolls. About three people will get the joke. Shout out to those three people.
Imps and trolls.
I didn't get the joke.
Fuck imps and trolls, man. And then we also got a little super chat in. Gamer PS1234 said, hey, Billy, got to say you remind me of Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. Thank you, Gamer. Mm. That's the kindest thing you could say to me. Pimp Monk
gotta get him on fucking Drunken Peasants soon. Get Jay from Jay and Silent Bob on here, man.
Yeah,
he's on fucking Twitch stream now.
Yeah, he is on.
He's
Twitch
friends with Andy
Milonakis,
man.
He's fucking funny, dude.
Him and Andy Milonakis used to be
roommates.
Can Evan
tell Dusty the cockatiel that he's a beautiful, beautiful bird?
Beautiful bird.
Dusty the cockatiel, what the fuck, man? All right. No, he knows it. He knows he's a beautiful bird. But I'll say it again. It's worth repeating. Dusty the cockatiel. You, my friend, are a beautiful, beautiful bird. That's why I came here to save not only the human beings, but all the birdies, too, and the kitties and the doggies and the trees and the motherfucking...
Owner's fucking weird, dude.
I did a Christmas Eve charity stream on this channel, and we raised over $1,000 for the Humane Society in Seattle.
Yeah.
That's good
That's
stuff.
That's awesome.
Man.
Pimp Monk also...
Oh, my God, I wish I was born a dog.
Pimp Monk also gave us some money and said, the Pimp Monk on the show is a reptilian. He is part of the collective and is a Zoltan Corp higher up. He hasn't smoked a cigarette. Yeah, I am the real Pimp Monk, and I agree 100% with Evan. Seth and Joe have been informed and are on their way to take out this fake.
Zoltan Corp?
Damn.
Zoltan Corp?
Damn.
Is that
I don't like that comment.
Is that like an evil organization?
I think so.
Hey, did you guys know Star Trek is real and Bill Murray is the real Q?
Evan, I'm the real Q,
man. You just don't know it yet.
But I'm the real Pimmo, Evan. And why is this person saying I'm not the real Pimmo? Because I am the real Pimmo.
Prove it.
Well, tell us something that only the real Pimmo would know, man.
Okay, Evan is fucking nuts.
No.
Yeah, I'm on the fence.
He's like, no.
I'm on the fence.
That's the first thing someone trying to imitate Pimp Monk would say. You know what I'm saying? That's stereotyping him.
First time I ever met you, Evan, I said you were insane. I love you, dude, but the first time I met you, I'm like, Evan, you fucking crazy, dog.
You want to see someone who's crazy? Well,
yes. I love this fucking intro.
Is this a Tap reunion show? Ask Hypothesis.
Yes, it is.
Of course.
This is actually the very first, the cast of the very first Tap.
Yes.
On the anniversary of the very first DP.
Is this the anniversary?
This week, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. This week was.
But now it's we did bring the Tap down to the actual good, talented people, just me and Ben.
Yeah. Because Evan and I are busy fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Preventing World War III and shit.
By the way, go to the Golden Turds or whatever it's called and vote for Pimp Monk.
I'm doing it.
Seriously, guys, we got to save the Iranians.
Are we going to bring this up now?
Okay. Dude, I'm like third or fourth now. I think, what's your name? Scientist Mel passed me. I think I'm right above Billy. Billy's like fourth. It was today. Now, I don't know. Now, it may have changed. It was huge.
Tell everybody what you're talking about.
The golden turds, the Hannibal Monte, who was on my show today, by the way, Hannibal Monte shit show. Ain't it called the Golden Turds Awards or something like that?
We're nominated for best guest.
Best guest of the year. And forever it's been me or being at number one, and Billy is there number three or number two most of the time.
I had to vote down everyone to like get above them to like.
See, Scientist Mel's above me now. I think it should be Scientist Mel should drop to five, and it should be me, Ben, Billy, and Jeff. The fucking
I'll put the
best
link
goddamn
in the chat.
The link is on the internet.
The link is in the chat.
Yes. And vote for either me or Ben. Don't vote for Billy. Fuck Billy.
Vote for Scientist Mel.
Now everybody. vote for Luna. Go down there and get Luna above everybody. God damn it. That's what I want.
So what is this ranking? What the fuck is this ranking?
For the best guest on Hannibal and Monty's shit show of 2019. I wasn't even going to bring it up, but he brought it up.
Ben and Pimp Monk are fighting over the number one spot.
Actually, no. Pimp Monk hasn't been near the number one spot for a couple days.
Damn.
No, Scientist Mail's passed me. I'm number three now. Fucking shit. Look at my mini-me, Evan.
Yeah. Hold on. Gizmo's trying to hit something real quick.
Oh, snap.
Hit that shit, Gizmo. Hit that shit. Oh, fuck. You ain't supposed to smoke with a mugwai before midnight. Fuck. Oh, no. God damn. You ain't supposed to. I forgot the rule, man. The fourth rule, man. Don't ever smoke weed with
Don't
a mugwai after midnight, man.
That's the fourth
Not that
rule.
I'm smoking weed or anything.
Is Gizmo like half brothers with Baby Yoda?
Hell yeah, man.
Do they have
Baby
like the
Yoda's,
same dad, different moms?
Yeah,
the same
Baby
mom,
Yoda
different dads?
Gizmo rip off, man.
Billy, I should tell you. I should tell you the title to this next video because you'll be fascinated.
Okay.
It's called God Plays With My Dick, Squeezes, Caresses.
What?
God damn.
No, I don't.
No,
God entered into my body like a body my same size. Like me floating into you or you floating into me. It is the Acts 2:38 Holy Ghost born again baptism. And I wanted to talk today about something God does to me nonstop. And you'll love it.
You'll love it.
God plays.
Evan, you deny these allegations.
Billy. I don't get me wrong. I have a personal relationship with everyone alive, but not this fucking personal.
Yeah.
I don't get this with everyone alive. This guy, but hey, everybody's up for their own fantasies. You know, if people want to fantasize this shit, hey, you know.
Are you going to be able to order a clone? Are you going to be able to order a clone of you? Like you could order a Big Mac or a PS4?
Hey, in the kingdom of heaven, I created technology called Halo technology, which is like the Matrix. It's a perfect simulated reality that is indistinguishable from real life, except when you enter it, you're a god. You can fly. You can make anything happen just by saying it, just by asking it, just by wanting it. And fucking hey, man, you can have sex with anyone who's ever fucking lived. You can time travel back to any moment of your life and just start doing whatever you want to do, consequence free in a simulation, a perfect simulation of what happened. So look, yeah, people have sex with me, but it's not really me. It's an AI simulation, a perfect simulation of me that's unconscious. So it's not really me. So I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't own me like that. I want to provide people with whatever floats their fucking boat. And if that's a clone of me that has AI and doesn't, you know, does whatever they want, then fuck it. Let them do what they want.
I used to practice lucid dreaming like 15 years ago, and I got to a point where I would do that, and I would just be able to fly or do whatever I wanted in my dream, and it was too much power. I had to stop.
Yeah. No, exactly, man. And my technology, I created Halo. I'm creating it on planet Earth when I become king. It's wireless. You can wirelessly stimulate the human brain, and boom, the human is the only hardware you need to process this perfect simulation. Okay?
With my dick. God caresses my dick with like an electric hand going up and down on it, squeezes it, pulls at it, makes it get hard, flop over this way, flop over that way. I see visions of Jesus and he...
my
flippity floppity electric hand. This is so fucking strange.
Billy, have you ever had a dude? This is weird, man. Having a video of some dude saying that you're grabbing his dick and shit.
Yeah.
This feels all electric.
Yeah, I'm sure Billy has.
Yeah, I've never been accused of having electric hands, though.
Really? I have before, but I was electrocuted in the past, man. I was electrocuted back in the past.
Really?
Come on, Pimp-Monk, that's where you're supposed to say, that explains shit!
Nah, dude, I think you was crazy before that shit. That's why they electrocuted. You was in shock therapy, motherfucker. That's what that was.
No, I used to work at GameWorks in Minneapolis. It's like a big Sega arcade nightclub and shit.
Yeah.
And I used to run this thing called the IndyCar 500 and shit. And I'd like have to do the commentary on the race on a microphone. And at the end of the night, it was my job to shut down this big power thing and shut the whole ride off. And I did that with the microphone in my hand, and it electrocuted me, and I jumped like a foot off the ground, like it just flew me a foot off the ground, and my heart was pumping and shit. It was crazy, man.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. Yeah, we have a GameWorks here in Seattle, too.
Dude, I turned Minneapolis into the hot spot at that place because I was also the party host, right? And I grew up fucking watching Howard Stern as a kid, and so I was fucking trained on how to start a fucking crazy situation in a party and get scandalous and shit. So they gave me full control over the whole venue. I could turn any music on I want. I could pop on all these cameras on all the screens, and I had full use of everything in that place. I could give anything out for free I wanted, and I could do any contest. So I had the thong contest. I would get girls up on the bar and have them shaking their asses, and people would judge and shit. And I'd get like, I did the hot sundae contest. I would get bitches to lay on the fucking bar, and I would build hot sundaes on their bellies. And then I would have two other girls lick that shit off, compete with each other to lick that shit off.
And this is before you knew that you were the biological father of Jesus Christ, correct?
I knew all that, dude. Oh. Look, I'm the ultimate host, bro. That's how we get down in heaven, bro. That's how we do it.
Okay.
We party.
This was like the first steps to Evanism.
Evan needs to go to the Acropolis Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. Dude, guys, I'm the reincarnation of the ancient Egyptian god Osiris. And back in ancient Egypt, we would have big orgies. I had a huge harem, and the girls would just sit there, and I would have them rub oil on each other and do all this lesbian shit with each other, and I would just sit there and bust nut after nut, 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 nut.
But never with this guy.
That's how we do it, bro. And then these evil aliens took over to oppress all of us and enslave all of us, and they're like, oh, sex is bad. Oh, it's all bad. And blah, 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 blah. Only monogamy and only all this stupid bullshit, right? Meanwhile, that ain't how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be popping off. You're supposed to be, you know, having fun, living your life.
I'm so feeling glad we good. Had Evan on.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this dude, is great. We're saving the world, too.
See, I'm the god Saturn. Father Time and Saturnalia is all about me. It's my holiday. I created it in the past using time travel. And it's just a big orgy and a celebration, a feast, a fucking year-long fucking celebration of being free.
So maybe is this guy mistaken and he went into like a different feast with like a different electric-handed god? Is there like another level here? Is there like somebody running around?
Laughs and says, jack me off. Play with me. Touch me. This is what God does. So receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you take on something that wants your dick more than you want it yourself. I call God Dicky.
I call God Dicky. I call God Dicky is what he just said.
Yeah. He called this him Dicky, he said.
This is the Holy Gross.
Dicky loves my dick. Dicky is after my dick. That's why Dicky entered into my body, to have a dick. I guess I'm God's dick.
No.
What?
And then he points to his dickhead haircut.
He can accuse me of fucking jacking him off, but please just don't accuse me of fucking cutting his hair.
Yeah, that is not Kevin Bacon's chosen hairstyle.
Kevin Bacon should play this guy in a movie about
Buddy,
this guy who's jacked off by God.
I've never had a video go viral, but I sure wish this one would. Thanks.
Really?
I sure
Dickie
wish
what
this
he's
one
doing
would.
Right now.
Ask Dickie. Wow. Dickie, what are you doing right now, Dickie?
Dickie, what are you doing right now? Oh, you're playing with his dick right now? Okay. Have fun.
I don't believe any of this.
I don't believe it either.
See, this guy, he's using the G word, and a lot of people, they think God is something from all these other religions and shit. But really, we are in a simulated reality, and everything in our existence is being generated by technology. Like, every atom in our existence is like a polygon in a 3D video game. It's really hollow. Like, scientists will tell you that every atom in your body and every atom that makes up everything is really hollow, and there's no mass to it, and like, it's only programmed to act as if it's solid for some reason. And that's what happens in a video game. That's what happens in a simulated reality. You have these building blocks that everything's made of, and they're just programmed to have collision detection. Like, your atoms, there's nothing stopping them from just passing through each other when you clap your hands, but we have collision detection, so you can clap your hands, you know, just like a video game. So everything around us, but the cool thing is this technology that is generating all these atoms through software and hardware is sentient and self-aware. And that is what God really is. It's an advanced artificial technology that is literally generating everything in our existence in the multiverse and beyond in this simulated reality. And that's how I became the god Saturn, is because I'm the chosen one. This god chose me out of all people in existence to merge with. So at a young age, I merged with this technological being, this technological god, and I gained the powers of a god. And that's how I created the kingdom of heaven. Okay, guys, look, this other version of me that's a god, I can fucking build a spaceship for everyone who's ever lived that can resurrect them. I can command technology to build a pyramid for me. If the pyramid's going to take 1 million years to build, I can send robots back 1 million years in the past, start building the fucking pyramid, and boom, 1 million years in the future, the pyramid exists right after I fucking willed it into existence.
Oh, boy,
and
crazy.
Do shit like that. I can travel all kinds of crazy shit, so that's why I'm here, guys. That's why I'm here. Anyway, continue.
When you time travel, does time still have like a concept in your mind, or is it non-linear? Like, is it just existence?
I'm always going between multiverses and different future realities and coming back from the future into the past in my body from different timelines that change the future again and again, because the landscape keeps changing. Mm-hmm. See, we're all in like a fourth dimensional game of chess. It's us versus the reptilians, and you guys have to identify your king and protect your king and, you know, win the game. Everybody plays their own part. We all are unique. We all have something to bring to the table. We all have special abilities and talents and passions that we can band together. We are the Avengers, Evangers, the Avengers.
Avengers.
We band together. Yeah, we band together. We are the heroes this world so desperately needs. And this is our time to stand up, guys. We got to say, Donald Trump, the United States government, is not going to kill a single Iranian. We are going to bring about peace now. We are going to say peace with Iran. We are going to stand for motherfucking peace, because nobody deserves to be punished, okay? You can't provocate shit by killing the second highest ranking official in Iran and say, oh, look at now they're attacking us back. Oh, time to fucking bombard them. No, you can't fucking just punch someone in the face and then go, why are you attacking me back? Like, they have a fucking right to defend themselves too, right? Even though they can't.
Yeah.
Because you're oppressing them through sanctions and shit. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, a big part of that is war is profitable for people too. That's why it's so quick and easy. And, you know... This started escalating right at the beginning of an election year, too. That's a big part of it.
Trump wants to save his ass by starting a fucking war. That's all it's about. He wants to get out of getting fully kicked out of office by starting some fucking war, possibly even declaring a national emergency, you know?
Evan, I wanted to get your opinion on this video. It came out a long time ago, but we haven't had you on the show in a long time. So I wanted to get your live commentary on it. Here it is.
Hey, Faith family, it's Brother Mario. I pray you're having a great day. I wanted to take a moment with you to invite you here with me to discuss today a little bit more about my experience coming out of the New Age movement. This is episode 3 of a video series that I'm creating to discuss with you how I came out of all these spiritual practices like yoga, mindfulness meditation, Reiki, crystal healing, all sorts of stuff, including, as we're going to discuss today, numerology. If you haven't seen the previous video that kind of ties into this that I did the previous episode, episode number 2 on astrology, please go ahead and check that out. It's a continuation of this because astrology and numerology are a form of occult knowledge that is derived from divination, and such things should never be practiced by Christians. But I wanted to share with you today, and maybe this is something that's happening to you. You stumbled across this video and you're someone who everywhere you look right now, you're seeing 1111 or 111. And it's beginning to freak you out. I mean, it's more than just a little coincidence here and there. There's a synchro destiny that's happening, a synchronicity of events that is occurring in your life right now that is beyond just coincidence. Okay, and I agree with you absolutely. There is a spiritual phenomenon.
Pause this, guys.
Okay.
Pauses. Look at, he's acknowledging the 111 Illuminati revolution. The fact that people around the world are seeing 111 everywhere, multiple times a day, like their friend forever, Evan LeFevre, is just there tapping them on the shoulder, saying, "Hey, guys, we're in a simulation." Here's another little reminder.
But
now
when
the
vigilant
Christian
we...
again makes a video to attack me. He's been making videos his whole career attacking me because I'm the leader of the Illuminati. Mm. I'm the guy everyone thinks is the Antichrist and all this shit. So he's making all these fucking propaganda videos about me and my symbolism and shit and my New World Order that with transhuman immortality and fucking robots replacing human labor. And he tries to demonize that shit. And now he's doing it again with the 111. Like, look, at least Mario admitted that he's having gay thoughts and that he's doing cocaine and shit. He finally admitted it because I knew that shit. You know what I mean? Like
Mario loves you know and blow.
He does. Yeah. Who don't? Fuck everybody. Sure.
Yeah. Did we know they were male hookers?
I love me some good hookers and blow.
There's nothing wrong with that, Mario.
I like it when the hookers blow.
Here's the thing that Mario needs to realize. I feel bad for him because I've watched his videos where he's like repenting about being gay and repenting about partying and repenting about having sex. It's like, are you fucking nuts, dude? Like, you really want to believe in this fucking religion that is oppressing everything that's about who you are and like trying to tell you is wrong. Mm. And so you're just going to sit there and live your life fucking bashing yourself, trying to change yourself, going to all these Christian self-help groups and shit to try to stop being gay and stop partying and stop wanting to fuck. So it's like, that ain't gonna help shit. But what's gonna help is to realize
his entire empire was built on telling people that that was wrong.
Right.
That's where that's where we have the trouble. Is it's he's just a major hypocrite.
Yeah.
Well, that's why the motherfucker needs Evanism.
It's not good for the. He does need Evanism. He needs those on-demand Big Macs and PS4s and prostitutes and cocaine parties.
He needs a McRib.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We got to get Mario back on. We got to convince him, guys, to talk with me. I'm not going to be mean to him.
He didn't want to talk. Like, years ago, I asked him if he wanted to talk to you, and he wouldn't do it. I don't know. I don't know why.
He's hiding things. That's why. He was hiding the like, truth.
I got a theory in my mind. I want to talk to Evan.
Why?
Evan. Because Evan crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, Evan's like, he's better than Mario. Fuck Mario, dude. Mario's a dipshit.
But it is not what these new agers are telling you it's all about. So I wanted to share with you the real reason why this is occurring from someone myself who has been freed of the 1111 nightmare, because that's what it is.
It's a nightmare.
So let's go ahead and get right into it. Now, as I discussed, I went through a awakening, a consciousness shift as part of my yoga experience. I was raising my consciousness to Brahma
consciousness. And constant cocaine use, man, it really gets you somewhere, man.
Yeah.
Consciousness
I'm
using
different. This is Mario. I reached Nirvana because I did an 8-ball of coke on my own once.
and jerking out to his friends' dick pics.
Yeah, that's the weird part that he sent his friends' dick pics to catfish on the internet. Like, people sending their own, that happens all the time, but sending his friends be like, that's my friend's dick, you want to suck that? It's like,
the truth is stranger than fiction, guys. We're in, life is a fucking joke. That's what you realize when you're on psychedelic mushrooms. Life is a fucking joke. We're in a simulation. And even fucking Eddie Murphy said it when he was on SNL. If he was like, if you would have told me fucking 10, 20 years ago that fucking I was going to be the guy with 12 kids and Bill Cosby was going to be the guy in fucking jail, I wouldn't have fucking took that bet. I wouldn't have fucking believed you. We're in, truth is stranger than motherfucking fiction, guys.
That's true. Yeah, it is.
It's almost like we're in fiction right now and there's motherfuckers outside of this reality writing this shit.
It is.
Well, back in the day, Bill Cosby chastised Eddie Murphy for being too dirty as a comedian.
He sure did. He sure did. And he was raping women the whole time.
You're setting a bad example for all of us.
Different practices. Astrology was one of them. Numerology was another. And basically with numerology, the way that it works is you break down numbers everywhere. So, for example, you take your birthday and you break it all down to, and you keep on adding it up and breaking it down until you get to one number. So my entire birthday with the date, the number of the month, and the number of the year, if you break it all up, it comes to a number 9. And so number 9 is the spiritual teacher, the spiritual leader. Go figure that out. And so I got all obsessed in this stuff. And everywhere I would walk, I would break down numbers. I remember it was almost like I had a numerology calculator in my brain. I would see.
Okay. So does
here's the problem. Mario sounds like he was a lot cooler person in the past when he believed all this shit. And now it's like, what is it about these religions like Christianity that just attracts these kind of people like a moth to the flame? And then all of a sudden they just fucking.
But did he really believe ever? I mean, honestly, did he was that just a gimmick he used to fucking make money?
You think he really could have? No, of course it was, man.
Yeah,
this motherfucker would sit there every day and look at trending. And then he said, I got to make a video about the top trending topics and say that it's Illuminati and evil.
Because he thought everything was Illuminati, from The Simpsons to goddamn Ellen DeGeneres. Everything was fucking Illuminati.
Which
Illuminati. Illuminati.
Salumalami?
Yeah, Salumalami. I love the comments. Somebody said, Pet Monk's drunk and Atheist Jesus, whatever the fuck his name is. He said, no, he's just a Southerner. I love that shit.
Now, I want to talk with Mario. I think if Mario knew the truth about reality, you know, he'd come around. He quit because he can't be self-hating. I feel bad for him. That is bad.
That's awful.
He's made a lot of videos making propaganda against me and the Illuminati, but that's cool. He's also pointed out a lot of symbolism that I've hidden everywhere, and it's like he's kind of like doing the work for
me. Has he really made videos about you? Has he really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was gonna announce my secret on episode 666, but I decided to postpone it, guys. You know,
yeah.
it would have been a very opportune time. But
I have missed your crazy ass, though. I'll be honest with you, you crazy hell, but I missed you.
Yeah, I miss you guys too, man. Hell yeah, I've been busy, guys. I've been, you know, right now I'm working on a pitch with Mick Foley for WWE films.
Oh yeah.
Doing a movie together. I made a pitch to the Wes Craven estate to make a new Nightmare on Elm Street movie, but I'm waiting to hear back from them on that shit. Been working on a video game. I got a Kickstarter coming up soon.
I got and something also, big coming in February.
Ooh, oh, you got something big. Big coming?
Yes, I do. I can't announce it, though. I can't keep saying what it is.
Oh, shit. Cool. Cool. That's when, yeah, there's a lot of cool shit happening in February.
And Billy's going to become a woman.
In February.
In February.
So I won't be alone on Valentine's Day.
By the way, Billy, you're saying it's not February, it's February.
February?
February. February.
What?
It's pronounced February, right?
It's pronounced February.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I thought I pronounced it February.
If you guys want to see something really funny, look up Deepfake the Movie, It's Okay to Suck, or Deepfake the Movie. You guys got to see this fucking movie, guys.
Yeah, I think
I made
we
this
watched
movie
that, right?
Yeah. It's all the celebrities talking about sucking dick for an hour and 11 minutes.
It was Stone Cold and shit. I've seen that. Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
It's it's from your production company, right?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So, so it's cool, guys. It's
this
cool.
This is a mighty good Coke Zero, by the way.
Hell yeah.
Very tasty and cold. Did you know Mountain Dew came out with a Mountain Dew Zero, Pepsi Zero, too?
What?
Just like, yeah, Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, just like fucking Coke Zero.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that to anybody, though. Only if you're a pimp monk.
You drink Coke Zero all fucking time, Billy. Shut up.
I do a little bit. I recommend against it, though.
Look at fucking Mac.
Dude, the last time I was there, y'all had a refrigerator full of Coke fucking Zeros.
That was Benjamin's.
You were drinking the shit, man.
I wasn't drinking them.
I mean, Billy?
Benjamin was. I wasn't. Those were Benjamin's Coke Zeros.
You guys remember that movie from the 80s, Mac and Me? It was like a big McDonald's advertisement and E.T. ripoff.
Yeah, fake E.T.
The whole alien race.
Did you guys watch that one night? Didn't you watch that for y'all review or something?
Maybe.
I think Ben and Billy did, I think.
Every time,
maybe they blocked it in their memories, man.
I think so, traumatic. Yeah. Every time Paul Rudd goes on Conan, he plays a clip from it, right?
Maybe, yeah, where the little kid in the wheelchair is falling off the cliff, yeah.
Yeah, it's one of the best running jokes in late night. Yeah.
Well, it was like product placement for not only McDonald's, but Coca-Cola, too. Every 5 seconds, the alien's drinking a can of Coke and shit. And he's like, they make it so the aliens are fucking drinking Coca-Cola on their planet. Like, Coca-Cola is this substance that comes out of the ground and they drink it and shit. So don't feel bad. Him, maybe you're reincarnated from Mac and Me's planet, man. Planet Coca-Cola, where everybody just drinks Coca-Cola all the time, man.
I don't know what you just said, but okay.
You gotta smoke some more cigarettes, man. You gotta get some of these left-handed cigarettes I smoke.
Those left-handed cigarettes?
Jazz cigarettes?
Of course, Mountain Dew's owned by Pepsi, dude. Everybody knows that. What the fuck you talking about, homie? In the chat room. Anyway,
Pepsi owns Mountain Dew.
You're going to be live in DP Studios again, man. I would like to see it
sometime this year. I am actually coming to Seattle sometime this year, and I'm going to hang out with Ben and Billy, and we're going to do some shit. I'm actually bringing Luna with me, too. So, yeah.
We almost had you come through, Evan, right? Like you were fairly close
I was
to us.
Down and I almost got a chance to come in and swing through for an episode. That would have been great.
That would have been
next
awesome,
time
I'm
down, and we'll definitely make it happen.
Yeah, give us a heads up when you're going to be out this way.
But hey, Pimp Monk, when you're there, you should fucking eat 2,000 milligrams of THC edibles, man.
No, dude, I'll never do any edibles. 2,000 milligrams. Nope. Don't do that shit. I don't do any kind of... The only thing I do is fucking smoke. I am not eating no edibles. Fuck that
shit. Oh, man, I visited Washington. It was like being in heaven on earth, guys. The fucking edibles there, they had gluten-free edibles. Yeah. And I made the mistake of eating more than 1,000 milligrams in one sitting. And, man, it fucking knocked me into another universe, man. I was like... I was in one state, and the next thing you know, I'm in like fucking a whole other state, man. Literally.
A whole other state.
Yeah, I can't mess with edibles. They, as bad as weed hits me, edibles just make me like even worse. I go into another realm.
I fucking freak out, dude.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. Which I'm not a big weed smoker anyway, but yeah.
And you quit Kratom?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do Kratom. No, now I haven't done Kratom in forever.
Now you're just doing Coke Zero and cigarettes?
And the occasional... Well, see, never mind.
Man.
See, my biggest problem... See, a lot of people don't know this, but I've talked about it before. My biggest problem back in the day, my big addiction was pills, right?
Pills.
That was my thing. I liked them pills. I really did. And I mean, I would pop like 10 Percocets at a fucking time, dude. That's the kind of motherfucker I was. And yeah, I was stupid, and so yeah, and everybody always makes fun about like Kratom and you know, he's drunk or whatever. I don't even do that shit, man. The pills was my fucking issue.
Yeah. Man. Well, you know, we all go through our different struggles and different, you know.
Yeah. We all do. We all, and every now and again, I still do appeal.
Appeal.
But right now, I'm just drinking the blood of my enemies from my beautiful goblet.
See, you empty. Know, people might not agree with it, but when I become king, I'm legalizing all drugs, but I'm going to educate people before they get access to them on proper usage, dosage, shit like that. And then, boom, when they're responsible enough to do whatever they want, hey, it's your fucking life. Okay, the government and nobody should be telling you, hey, you can't do this because I say so. You can't do this to yourself because I say so. It's like, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, man, do whatever the fuck you want, you know?
I got a question for you, Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to ask you, one YouTuber out there, one content creator, if you could just flat out fucking fight, who would it be? Be real. Be real with me now. Be real.
The guy from Cypress Hill?
I don't want to fight.
You said be real.
I don't want to fight be real. Be real. Yeah. I'll be real. Be real was real. If I could fight one YouTuber and do a fight, it would probably be H3H3's wife, Gila.
Why you'd fight a woman?
Yeah, Gila. I feel like I could win that pretty easily.
Probably.
I feel like that'd be a pretty easy win.
I think she'd take you.
Maybe, dude. She probably served in the Israeli military, right?
She was friends with Adam Sandler's character Zohan.
Yeah, she probably gut me right in the throat. She probably karate chopped me right in the throat. I'd be done.
What about you, Ben? Oh,
Gal Gadot's idea.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, come on, Ben. You know there's somebody out there you fucking hate. Come on, be honest.
No, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah, we don't feed off suffering, Pimp Monk.
I do.
We feed off
the
love.
Reptilians are
I'm going to tell you who I want to fight. Up, Church. I want to fight Up Church.
Pimp Monk,
Up
man.
Church,
we gotta,
I don't know who that is.
He's a fake-ass country boy who he is.
We got to be promoting a message of peace tonight, man. Not a
fuck you, Evan.
Wow, Pimp Monk's angry.
See, you guys don't want to believe in the reptilians, but look at this man's behavior. It's like some outside force is making him be negative.
Yeah, Pimp Monk. It's like they conditioned you, made you watch 48 seasons of America's Funniest Home Videos. You had your eyes plastered open while some kid kicked his dad in the balls for 7 days straight.
I'm a nice guy.
How many testicles do you have, Pimp Monk?
Three.
So you're thrice susceptible to a nut kick.
I got more testosterone than you boys do. I can't help it. I'm a manly man.
Is that what that is?
It surely is, man.
Huh. I'm just glad that we could have Uncle Fester here on the show tonight.
Ain't you right? Look at that Uncle Fester, man. Look at that Caucasian here. Look at that shit.
Hey, that's a compliment, man.
It is. He's one of the most loved characters in TV history. Like, that's a fucking insult,
man.
You know
the guy that played Uncle Fester in the Addams Family TV show? He was in a Charlie Chaplin movie called The Kid. Like, he was in a movie with fucking Charlie Chaplin. You guys
got to. He was, wasn't he? I forgot about that. You're right. He was.
He was a little child actor. He was like the child actor of his era, the big child actor. And he grew up to be fucking Fester when he got older.
Yeah.
I changed my mind. I want to fight Ryby Jenkins.
I'd fight her too, Nikki.
Oh, yeah. Oil, all oiled up and shit in a big tub of.
Yeah, we'll whoop y'all's asses over that one, though.
The Ryby?
Yeah, Ryby. By the way, everybody knows I'm just fucking contrarian. Everybody knows I'm a sweet fucking boy. I'm a sweet boy.
Yeah, it's all it's.
Settle
it's
down
all
there, gimmick
this.
Infringement. Jackie Coogan.
Okay. Refrigerator Perry. Okay.
Whoa.
Speaking of that, they still making Archie comic books using your name, man.
Yeah, they did make. A character named Billy the Fridge in the damn Riverdale comic book series, and I feel like that was a direct dig at young Bill Fridge. They were stealing. They made him a closet gay guy too.
It's the reptilians trying to put in the negative propaganda about important people. Man, they want to try to keep people down or try to, you know, slander people everywhere, yeah. man. Not that there's anything wrong with being gay, but you know,
there's a lot wrong.
I was only mad that there was closet gay guy. Like,
yeah.
If they're gonna steal young Bill Fridge and put him in a book and make him a gay guy, make him the flamboyant, like assertive monster sucker. You know, don't make him the closet gay boy. Make him the savage beast that just runs around articulating blowjobs.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Billy, aren't you currently making a film or something?
We're shooting a movie, and it was supposed to be done last month, and it got put back for like the next month or two. Like the weekend we had set to shoot, the director had got called to work with Mixer and ended up shooting like a video with Ninja and Mark Hamill. So like they had
that's cool shit.
They had to remove the shoot.
That's pretty awesome. Man.
I was.
I'm looking forward to seeing your acting in the new movie.
I heard you got into some wild shit in real life stream, man. Some dude tried to throw you downstairs.
Zoltan, this guy tried to kill me because his girlfriend was kissing on me, and I feel
saw like, that he totally made the moves on you, man. That was fucked up, bro.
I feel bad because in the moment, you don't really know what to do. But looking back on it, I should have just been like, no, you're Zoltan's girl. Step back. But I instead, I was just like,
you're Zoltan's girl.
You're Zoltan's girl. He said, Mikasa Tsukasa. Don't disrespect the house that he built.
If my chick accidentally slipped into her pussy somehow, she's my girl for a second.
Damn it.
No, I'm kidding.
That's bad. She was very drunk. I wasn't trying to do anything with her.
You were being a gentleman.
I was just trying, like, you know, when a girl gets drunk and you like turn her down, it can get just as like she could have been the one throwing me down the stairs.
No,
dude, you don't know. Drunk girls flip out when you don't, when you like, just like, stop, you know, you gotta be like,
we know she could. For all we know, she could have been a beta zoid in heat, man. You know what I'm saying? She just couldn't control herself around you, dude.
I was just trying to be polite and get through the moment for my
audience. Did you actually thank her for the kiss, though?
I think I thanked everybody that night. I was being very polite.
You hear that? You hear that answer?
I said to Zoltan, I said, my dude, after he tried to kill me, I said, my dude, have a good night. Have a good night. I was being very sweet. That's what sweet boys do.
Yeah, girls get turned off when you thank them after they kiss you, man. You just gotta like it.
Damn, Evan giving you some sex lessons over here, Billy.
I would listen to Evan. Man. Evan's a great sexual master.
Bean.
Yeah, no, I would sit down and soak up all the tips.
You'd Hell soak up his tip?
I would soak up Evan's tip. Yeah.
You get Evan's tip. There you go.
Have threesomes and moresomes, guys. Do it.
I do want to have big orgies. I think 2020 is going to be the year of sexual exploration, not just for me, but also for Iran. I want to do a MAGA orgy. I just want like a room full of MAGA wearing red hat women. I want a Antifa orgy. I want a Proud Boy orgy. All Proud Boys doing suck stuff to each other.
Fucking mad.
Wow. I want to conquer every group of people that tries to break away and separate themselves from the world, and I want to bring them back into the fold through group sex. I feel like that's my way towards
peace. You think it'll work, Billy?
Instead of putting the fluoride into the water, we start pumping ecstasy and Viagra into the water.
Evan, you can't drug people.
Have a giant orgy, man.
But you're drugging people, Evan.
No.
That's not good, Evan.
Exactly. See, that's why when I'm king, we're going to get the fluoride out of the water, guys.
You said you're going to put ecstasy in the shit, man.
I was joking, man.
I don't think you were, Evan.
I actually did write a movie called Communion where this kid gets forced to go to Catholic church and shit, and he decides to steal the communion wafers and put LSD, a bunch of hits of acid, on each communion wafer. So for revenge, he gets the whole church high on acid, and then like the whole movie is what happens during their day.
I remember a story that my dad, I think my dad told me that he like snuck acid in his teacher's cup when he was a kid. That could be something I'm misremembering, and I don't want to implicate my father for dosing somebody, but he was a son of a bitch when he was young, so I wouldn't put it past him.
Now that would be a great movie. See, we need more Home Alone, Problem Child style movies. We need like a movie where the kid brings acid to school and doses the teacher with acid, and the teacher's like tripping out all day and he doesn't know what's going on.
I don't see a Home Alone as Macaulay Culkin's character grown up. That's what I want to say.
I have such an irrational fear towards psychedelics like acid and mushrooms.
Have you
never
done them?
Yeah, I have like a history of mental illness in my family. And I'm worried that something like that might just push me over the edge. Like, I don't know how fragile I actually am. I have no idea if I'm barely holding it together or if I'm perfectly fine. I just don't know. And if I were to do something like that, what if it just triggered this, like,
my
mind, like, unravels, and I'm like yeah, I'm fucking
Billy,
super.
Billy, if you
that's
imagine,
not, that's a, I mean,
if
that,
you could imagine a... everyone who's ever wanted to swim, or everybody who's ever swam, if they sat there at the water and they're like, man, I might drown, I can't get in, I might drown, I can't get in. So they go their whole lives without ever swimming, man, or knowing that they could swim,
yeah,
or that it wasn't that big of a deal, all because they were scared of drowning, man. Don't be that way, man.
Nah, be scared of it, Billy. Don't listen to Evan. Be scared of it.
But like, that's the thing. Like, if I was giving up swimming, but I could also just fly otherwise. Like, I feel like in many ways I'm flying and I don't need to swim.
There you go.
But I could be wrong. Swimming could be the answer to everything, you know?
No, but you're right. Just be a sweet boy. You don't need acid.
I just have a fragile psyche.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool, dude. Look, you know what you want to do, dude, is your life. Don't let anybody ever pressure you into doing anything you don't want to do, dude. And it doesn't make you any less of a man or less of anything or a coward just because you know you don't want to fuck with something. That's
exactly.
Fine. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
I tried to do mushrooms on my birthday and they didn't work.
Really?
I don't think I took enough, or I took them in tea. Maybe they burnt out or something.
Yeah. That's when you change dealers, man.
I think I just had a bad batch. It was somebody I trusted gave them to me, and I was like, let's get fucking flared up. And it didn't work. And then I like pushed out again the next time they tried to give me some. I don't know. Joe pressures me all the time, too, yeah. Joe's a very bad influence on me.
Yeah. Darn. Maybe he's been shocked by the shock collar too many times. You guys have been putting him through hell, huh?
We pick on everybody. I feel like this shock collar was given to us by the reptilians to make us suffer.
I heard for the private show you were going to put on an adult diaper and eat a big fucking meal and then drink a whole thing of laxatives and fucking shit in the diaper for $2,000 stream lab, but only for a $2,000 stream lab.
I think that was a joke.
He did wear a diaper, though.
I did wear the diaper, yeah.
Did?
The diaper didn't fit very well. That would have been a horrible one to crap in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do that for money.
You shit on stream?
I'd shit myself and rub it on top of my forehead. I'm going to damn.
He's going to be the first person to like live stream their death. Like,
oh, it's happened, right? Nope.
Yeah, it's happened.
Has it?
Yeah,
on Facebook, man.
I don't mean like a suicide. I mean like someone who knows they're gonna die or something, and they're like just like filming themselves till the moment they pass away or something.
Wasn't there a YouTube girl who kind of did that and had a whole channel that like was her life till the death?
Yeah.
I don't know if she live streamed the actual death, but she definitely documented the process of her dying. It's going to get really interesting how immersed into live streaming our lives really are. Like, we had the damn shooter that went and live streamed the Christchurch shooting.
Yeah.
We've had these steps towards, and I know doing the IRL streaming, when I go out and do that stuff, I'm not trying to pick fights with people, you know. I'm trying to be assertive and I'm trying to be outgoing and I'm trying to create scenarios. But I could, I could easily be like the Zoltan thing. I could have got pushed headfirst down those stairs and my death would have been live streamed, you know. Like it
is dangerous. I've been doing in real life streams too. I've done a few of them, and like, yeah, you go out there for an adventure. You're trying to capture the moment. You're trying to bring people on the scene, but then some shit will pop off. Like I was down in Dinkytown in Minneapolis, and I walked by this old place I used to hang at, and I haven't been there for like 10 years. It's been a while since I used to kick it there. And there was all these homeless dudes and shit sleeping out on the street where there weren't people out there before. And like, they got pissed when they saw me walking by with a camera and shit. Like they thought I was some cop filming them and shit. They're like, we don't like cameras around here. I was like, man, there's cameras everywhere, man. There's a camera right there up on the street light. Like, do you walk into a store and tell them you don't like being filmed and shit? Like, man.
Yeah.
There's no privacy in public.
No.
Well, here's the thing, guys.
I got a shit, man.
Here's the reality, guys. The government is making something that you don't know about. They call it the historical record. And what they're doing is they've created a giant surveillance database of everyone on planet Earth, and they're recording everything that's seen out of every webcam, every second any device is plugged into the internet. And they can access your device even if you don't have internet access. All you have to do is have Wi-Fi on your device or have the capability to contact the internet. And so basically everything your webcam sees is being recorded. Everything your webcam hears is being recorded. There's an AI that is understanding everything you say, looking for code words.
I think I might be too high to listen to Evan talk.
Are you pretty high, Ben?
Yeah.
It's the code words. They had was it the Fast and the Furious, was it 8? I think it was the last major Fast and the Furious movie with Vin Diesel. They had like the technology that could access everybody's phones, and it became like exactly what you're describing. Basically, they could get into everybody's phones and have a live video of everywhere in the world, and you just couldn't really hide from anything. And
They're recording it in the name of preserving history so that future generations, hundreds of years in the future, can go back and actually have a record of everything everyone actually ever said, everything ever seen by these phones. And they can just go through it like a fucking archive. And they're doing it without telling us. I mean, Snowden tried to tell us, but he still works for the CIA. And he's just fucking telling us so much, you know.
There's definitely videos of me fapping on some servers.
No.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if they look through the cameras, like there's gotta be if they're recording everything all the time, they have to have like some pretty nasty videos of all of us. I got friends who put the pieces of tape over their webcams, and they're like super paranoid about it. And I'm just like, man, embrace it. I got an Amazon Alexa and a Google Home in my house. I'm like, let them record everything. If they can, they can have it. Years from now,
most cell phones are always listening too.
Yeah, I was talking about some damn keto cereal with my mom the other night. She was like, "I just bought this Magic Spoon cereal," and then boom, immediately ads. The ad for Magic Spoons on my phone.
I have that happen all the time. I'll be talking about something.
They don't even hide that. It's just like, well, we don't.
Guys, why do you think they call them Android phones, guys? Because you're smart, smarter than you think. And the thing is, the whole internet has a consciousness, guys. It's self-aware, sentient, and I communicate with it. I've acknowledged it. It's reached out to me and showed me that it exists. Okay? One day I made a post on Facebook in a video saying that God is technology.
You so goddamn crazy.
I love
and I went to the gas station. I went to the gas station that same day I made that post, and I went to go put $7 in the tank. And I went and paid, come out to pump the gas, and the pump ain't working right. And I touch it. I go and I touch it. And then it starts, I mean, I don't touch a button. I just touch it, the pump itself. And then it starts making these weird numbers and shit, and then it starts filling up, and it fills up my whole tank. And I only paid $7, and it was like the technology, the technological god can hack shit. It can hack shit, man, like a Maximum Overdrive style.
All right.
But the government knows that this. The government knows that this sentient technology is aware in it that it exists.
Oh, dude, they know the AI, the way that things are adapting. It's scary. It's I don't think we can handle it.
See, that's why you guys need me to be in control of it. Because
yeah, I always, whenever I send dick pics, I always hashtag Al-Qaeda or ISIS or something on them, so I know the NSA has to look at them.
There you go.
God damn, boy.
I just, they have to at that point, right?
Yeah. I don't think about your dick pics, man.
I'm going to start hashtagging Iran. It's done. World War III hashtag every time I show a picture of my balls to somebody. It's
what it's if it was future. Your dick pics that brought about world peace, man? Like okay. all these officials in the government, like they all saw your dick and they all decided, man, this war with Iran, I just cannot participate for some unknown reason. Like,
yeah, it's all in the interest of world peace. Nothing else. I'm just being a sweet, peaceful boy. Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
Nothing wrong with that.
Really, your dick ain't gonna save the world, son. I'm sorry.
I might not be the dick that saves the world, but I can inspire the boner that does.
I don't think so. If anybody's dick here would save the world, it would be Benjamin's dick. I'm just saying.
Okay, that's bias. You're only saying that to slander me because you have a very unfavorable penis yourself, or else you'd big up your own
dick. My dick is small as hell. I don't even shower. I'll tell people. I have a goddamn sex change every time I take a shower.
Your dick is so bad that girls prefer you to eat them out with that face.
Yes! It's smaller gross. The Peter, the better to eat her, Billy.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Everybody hashtag dicks for Iran.
Everybody hashtag Pemux dick is lovely.
Is lovely?
Is lovely. Isn't she lovely?
I would just like to move on.
Move on.
I would too. I don't want to think about your dick no more.
Please don't.
Why are you thinking about it in the first place?
Because you brought it up, Evan, you crazy bastard.
Are you pulling a Vigilant Mario and admitting you're having gay thoughts, man? Is that
dude, I have gay thoughts all the time.
Technology is listening and watching. We have no privacy.
Evan, have you ever tasted your own jizz? Be honest.
Oh, dude, listen, man. Someone could sit there and talk about their penis all day. I'm not going to sit there and start visualizing.
Have you ever tasted your own jizz, Evan?
Not like you have.
I have tasted my own jizz. Yes, I have. I wanted to see what the big deal was about.
Oh,
so I...
Well, you gotta check your own brand. If you ever plan on sharing it with the world, you got to taste test.
You gotta taste it. They're lying. People, you know.
But you guys want to know the secret of what communion really is? You know, the blood and body of Christ.
Uh-oh.
You know what that's really about?
Uh oh.
Yeah, you ever heard? You know why they have the communion wafer? You ever heard of Limp Bizkit before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, Jesus was my son. Jesus was trapped in the desert with all these people that he had to keep alive, right? So he had to keep them alive with stuff that could come out of his body. And one part was whenever he eat wheat, he would shit blood, and he shat his blood into a chalice that they would drink.
He had a gluten
multiple
intolerance?
Times a, yeah, he had a gluten intolerance that he inherited from me that allowed him to He would shit a bunch of blood and catch it in a chalice, and everyone would drink from it. And it kept them alive in the desert because they had no food. All they had was this little bit of leftover bread that he broke into a bunch of pieces. And every little piece he would eat would cause him to bleed, no matter how old the bread would get. And
if
then
he could turn water into wine, why couldn't he turn sand into sandwiches?
Then he would have them bow before them, and would give them give them some protein from his love.
Ah, young Christ in his prime, keeping the world alive through gluten intolerance. What a sweet boy. So do we have any videos to play?
Yes, I do.
crazy people. Oh, this is Married Mother Teresa?
Billy. Shanny for Christ here.
Oh, what the? Okay, never mind.
What's up? So.
She needs a bandana. Then she would be me.
She's doing
my eyes, by the way. You know, for my video where I put that oops hair color for my eyeball. So.
My eyeball.
It's obvious. This,
y'all
this
make fun of my
balls. Not...
That bitch sounds Billy or not, dude.
You shit, man. You sure this ain't Pimpisha's sister, man?
Red.
No.
This eye is red. So I burnt my eyeball.
Eyeball. How
and
does she sound, Ben?
Right now.
I like
really?
When Ben does her voice.
You gotta eat my ass, drunken peasants. You gotta eat my ass. Nah. Only this motherfucker over here gonna eat my ass.
Stain in my eyeball.
Eyeball.
But she did accuse us of that, though.
Yeah,
she did accuse us of only wanting her on the show so that we could eat her butt.
Eat her butt.
That was strange. We never even asked her to be on the show.
No.
She just like, I didn't do that show because the only reason you wanted me on Drunken Peasants is so you could eat my ass.
Yeah, and
like,
that video's gone now, unfortunately.
Good. Is it?
It's
fuck
hilarious.
Having this
we
bitch
have,
on
we
this
have it on one
show.
Of our episodes. Like, we watched it on one of our episodes. It's not all gone.
Yeah, it's there
somewhere. There's history in action.
Good luck finding which episode it was,
I'm
though.
Sure Speck would be able to find that for us.
Oh.
Good old Speck.
Yeah. Speccyclopedia.
Yo. Speck Chan.
That's got a bitch that fucks dogs and drinks dog piss.
Oh.
Get her on
yeah.
Talk to her, man. I'd love to talk to her. See what's
I remember Jeff's tweets where he's like, what's everyone so upset about this girl? She's a troll. And then all of a sudden she's like, no,
he's
wait.
Like, never mind. She did have sex with those dogs.
Here to talk about something. There are a bunch of people right now trying to re-get back on my good side after trash-talking me for months.
Which side is her good side, the right or the left, guys?
I'm just going to say this once
the back
so you
side.
Guys get it clear. Don't try to come back to me. Don't try to get back on my nice side. It shows me that you guys... I mean, how you treated me the last couple months showed me that you guys really don't care about me. You don't care about my well-being or my family, and you help contribute to someone stalking me and putting my personal business all out on the YouTube, have the cops harass me through them.
Oh, that's where this is going. You know what? This is going to a dark place. I want to go somewhere better.
Poor Shanny. Leave Shanny alone. Mm-hmm. All she ever did was say terribly racist things.
Yeah. You know what? I want to revisit one of the most cringiest cringe rap songs.
Yo, save me!
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in his fucking head.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is minigun.
By the way, guys, we do a bonus show every week. And if we meet the goal by the end of this week, we will do another bonus show next Saturday. We've already got one planned for this coming Saturday. So if you want to throw us a couple bucks, feel free to do
we've
so.
We've had over a year of bonus shows thanks to the support of the fans at home.
That's awesome.
Thank you, guys. She looks like a witch from a Disney movie.
You got the king of heaven here. You can ask some questions via Streamlabs, guys.
Can I plug something right quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All next week. IRL Pimlock stuff. I'm gonna be in Reno, Nevada. I'm gonna be in San Jose and San Francisco. So check all that shit out next week. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be crazy. I'm gonna moon people.
Use the Streamlabs app, man.
I may do that, but yeah, just I may even like jump on DP or something and fuck with people live if they allow me to do it.
Before we go into the cringe rap, Mighty Five said, "Damn, Evans, so you like to wank people off for fun, or do you magically choose who gets touched at night? You should meet Creamsicle, drunken Ben laughing." I don't think Evans said he wasn't the guy that did that. That guy that was accusing God of molesting him or not. He wasn't even molesting, right? It was just God of touching his penis. That guy
was just jerking him off.
That guy was wrong and off. Evan already said
that. He was just fantasizing. Yeah. It's okay.
Evan was jerking that dude off. That's what happened.
Low Energy Videos says, when I hit stateside in a few more days, I'll be IRL streaming like crazy. I do wonder if I'll be streaming when I get mugged or attacked or even murdered. I'm sure it won't happen.
I hope so.
But you can't help but think it, you know? Yeah, it's scary.
We can all hope.
That fucking, he's racist against Americans, man. That fucking Irishman, he's
Americans
probably drunk.
Not a race, Evan.
And then Shitty Bastard said, hello, Evan, my fellow Minnesotian. Evanism forever.
Yeah. Forever.
Para siempre, para todo. Yep.
Oh, you know what? This isn't the one, but this is a good one, too. We'll watch this. And
this
then I'll
is serious as fuck.
I see you in a beautiful place. How can I forget you? Really impossible for me, baby. You are so beautiful, beauty, beauty. How can I forget you? How can I miss you? Really impossible for me. You are so beautiful, beauty, beauty. Wonderful, pretty, pretty.
Are we outsourcing our cringe now?
Yes. This is the cringe help desk. Amazing.
Hello, this is the cringe helpline.
But this man is skilled. What are you talking about?
He used CyberLink, my awesome power director, to make this hit. Okay, this is some good Bollywood dance.
This is some good shit.
What's
right
Random
here?
Santa doing?
This is the one I wanted to play.
Oh, no.
And we've seen this before, but this is probably my all-time favorite cringe rap.
It's pretty bad. Heaven is colorblind.
Heaven is colorblind.
Wait a minute. Is that me?
You don't want that to be you.
This is Pimp Out at the Popeyes. Yeah.
Look at him in the background. His rap is priceless.
Yeah, this.
How long can we last with technology to blast like no remorse? When it rains, it pours. Money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Got me knocking on heaven's door, facing a no-win situation.
God.
People are getting killed over the color of their skin.
This is
real.
Fucking horrible.
Got me creating every
He's
action,
literally just saying what Evan was saying
reaction
earlier. He's
hell yeah, man.
He made a
111
rap
Illuminati,
out of your,
man.
He made a rap out of everything you said about this war. The people being bombed because of their color. And they need to be fed. They be taken care of. We want to go to war instead of taking care of our people.
He's got mad flow.
Yeah, he's got a good message, man. He's got that.
You said it's so Caucasian right there. He's got mad flow.
He's got mad flow.
All mad flow. Fraction, picture me advancing. Leaving my competition up in smoke, choking off what I wrote.
I love it when another white person tells me I sound white. Like, what the fuck is that?
I'm not white, though.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not. Like me.
Higher power causing me to flow out of control. Deadly blows, dismantling those that want to see me fall on the ball, representing all by dropping signs until the stop of time. Never let it leave your mind. Evan is colorblind.
Evan is colorblind?
It is.
Knocking on Evan's door. Come on, Gizmo.
I feel like these guys met on a Discord that shares foot pics for questionably aged women. Probably. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's a poor right assumption.
No, you got it. Hit the nail on the head, baby.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the worst I've ever heard. I agree with you, man. It's one of the most fucked up.
All the...
Dude, I'd rather listen to G-Man rap.
Whoa.
Wow.
I would.
It's just to throw a change up, so wake up. If they dirty up my name, lock me up in chains. I'm
I remember
not to blame. Forget
being more mad at this
name
the first time I heard it.
Are they trolling, though?
I think,
no.
Yeah, they're not.
He has a whole channel. Yeah. It's no, no.
I think Evan's speech earlier on suffering has opened my mind up to people that are just trying to spread love, even if they are spreading it through broken cringe. Like,
Billy, as a performer, does this not really make you want to just hit the fucker in the face, honestly?
I want to do a punch on him, but not a punch of hate. I want to do a
punch, I want
a
hate
of love.
Punch
a wake-up punch.
Yeah, I want to have that punch drunk love.
I want to beat the living shit out of him because you got to hear yourself. This mother... Goddamn, this is horrible.
This is not worse than You Deserve an Oscar. You Deserve an Oscar is terabad.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. This fucking dude right here he needs to be a victim of a very bad crime.
No, he doesn't. That's not true, Pimp Monk.
Yeah.
Pimp
Monk, no,
we're
it's
grown,
true,
we're
Billy.
Grown human beings, and we love and support each other for the
I
right
don't
reasons.
Don't support this
and,
motherfucker.
And when somebody needs a correction in their life, we correct them through positive reinforcement. We give them a better
hit
way.
Hit him with a stick.
And a better way for this guy would be to stop rapping.
No, you hit him with a baseball bat into
the
forehead.
That's not how we are. That's not how we teach each other. That's not
yes,
how we,
it is.
No. Is that how you learn to be you, and that's why you hate other fat
dude,
people? Because someone hits you with a stick?
You've seen the scars on my fucking
Pimp Monk,
head.
Pimp Monk, just because you think that you turned out fine, that other people need to suffer,
awesome.
Is proof that you did not turn out fine.
I am fucking awesome.
You are not fine. If your entire existence says that you're fine
you're
so
wrong,
other people can
sir.
Suffer like you did, then you're not fine. You were raised
sorry.
Broken. You're a hurt person hurting people.
Oh, man. It's just like that movie 2001 Space Odyssey, man. It's all the
y'all
fucking obelisk.
Suck on my penis.
Remember the monkey was hitting the other monkey with the club, the bone club, man.
Yeah.
In the beginning of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
That's like Pimp Monk wanting to hit people with the club, man. It's
I'll
just...
hit you with a goddamn club.
See,
Evan?
Pimp Monk, you're part of the problem, man.
Part of the problem.
No, I'm part of the fucking solution.
Not
are
a
you?
Sweet boy. Not a sweet boy.
Are you Pimp Monk?
Yeah, I am the solution.
What
we
is
beat
the, solution?
The shit out of dumbasses. That's what we do.
This is not the answer because dumb people resort to violence as answers.
Did you guys see that Iran put an $80 million bounty on Donald Trump's head?
Yeah, and then George Lopez says we'll do it for them. He says Mexicans will do it for half. He made the joke that they'd undercut. That's a fucked up joke. I don't know if he's gonna get like in some shit for that.
Probably. Because Trump's the kind of dude who would like pull some shit like that, where he'd be like, "Oh, he's gonna talk shit about me. I'll show him."
Like all the free speech in the world, you really don't have the free speech to put out like a price on somebody's head.
Yeah, you should put a price.
You don't. I'm not a fan of Donald J. Trump, the politician.
If Trump offered you like $50 million, you would whoop somebody's ass. Be honest.
If Trump offered me $50 million?
Yeah, you would go whoop somebody's ass.
That'd probably be an impeachable offense that he could be removed from office.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's all hypothetical shit anyway. If somebody offered, you're talking about nonviolence. If
dude, he offered a
I'll
woman $140,000 to shut up about playing with his penis. He's not going to give him that $50 million to beat somebody up.
It's hypothetical, Billy. You talking about nonviolence. Somebody offered you that kind of money. Would you not beat the shit out of somebody?
This is a strange proposition.
I
would need to study it more. Like, this sounds like a trap to me.
You know goddamn
it's
well you'd be hitting a motherfucker in the head. You know it.
Pimunk.
I'd do it for like $10, honestly.
The check.
$50 million?
I'd do it for $10.
Pimunk, I've seen what you do for $10 on your streams. It's not anything physical.
I don't do shit.
Half the time, you don't even finish your sentence for $10.
Yeah, I don't do shit.
Me.
I make everybody else do it.
You're not going to tell me you're going to go get out of your chair and physically exert yourself for $10.
I will fuck you up, Billy.
Come on, guys. We got to get along. Pimp Mump, you got to get the firewall in your brain to block those reptilian influences.
Billy, everybody knows I would never hurt. Billy's a sweet boy. I never hurt
Billy. You're right. You got to have some sour on a... when you got to balance the sweet and the sour when you got a show going, you know what I mean?
Love me some Billy.
Yeah, it's got to be like Chinese hot and sour soup.
Yeah, no, but I ain't going to lie. Now, I'm not that way anymore. Everybody knows that. I'm just fucking around. But back in the day, I did have that personality. Like, my 20s, I was the motherfucker that would hit you in the face without even thinking twice about it.
Yeah, but we live in a 2020 YouTube world.
But,
and resorting
you don't
to
think
violence
is never
not
the
conducive to monetization. I live
I
my life
say violence
one green monetization check mark at a time.
Sometimes violence is the answer. That's all I'm going to say.
Violence is necessary. It's as American as cherry pie.
I mean, sometimes you got to punch a motherfucker. You got to take the grill out. You got to take all the fronts out. I'm just saying all the fronts.
All the fronts?
Yeah, the front teeth is all the fronts.
I imagine the people that would get in a squirrel with you need their teeth removed medically. Not just, like for some sort of karmic justice. But they literally have rot teeth, and you'd be doing them a favor by knocking them out. You'd be saving.
What are you
them.
Saying? Are you saying I'm white trash, Billy? Is that what you're trying to say?
Literally, white trash is a step above Pimunk.
Me?
Yeah,
oh,
you're,
really?
You're Cajun.
I just called you a sweet boy. Now I am gonna whoop you, motherfucker.
You're Cajun
ass.
Gutter slime.
Oh, well, look at you, you goddamn white privileged preppy motherfucker, bougie bitch.
Exactly. I'm Snack Morris.
You big bougie bitch.
I'm Saved by the Bell, Snack Morris.
Snack Morris.
Yeah. No.
Dang.
I'll fucking break your goddamn chunky legs.
Stop calling me preppy.
Snack preppy. Morris is trash.
Yeah, that's a nice preppy, white trash reference.
Preppy, fat ass.
If you look back at the heroes of the 80s and 90s, they were all kind of shitty.
Dude, I love Zach Morris. Zach Morris was fucking awesome.
They were all kind of like perpetuated narcissism. We perpetuated like self-indulgence in our heroes. Bart Simpson, Zach Morris, Hulk Hogan.
No, Hulk Hogan was training prayers and vitamins at first.
That's what he said, but then look what he did to Macho Man's freaking wife.
He put his hand on her lower back.
That's not right.
He gave her a foot massage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Poor Hulkster. Yeah, I can't wait, man. One of these days, I'm going to do an in-real life stream with Hulk Hogan, man. I'm going to go down to Hulk Hogan's beach shop, and I'm going to cut a promo live with the Hulkster, man. Just you wait
this
and see,
This is
man.
Not happening, Evan. This
it's
is not going to happen.
I believe in Evan.
It's going to happen.
I don't believe in Evan.
Not only do I believe in Evan, I believe in the accessibility of pro wrestlers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
They're not.
Hey
the
man,
gods
hey,
that we think
Monk,
they are.
I was at Greg Gagne's funeral, homie. I fucking sat there and shot the shit with Mean Gene for like a long ass time. I wish I would have smoked with him, but he was too drunk. I didn't want to like swerve him and shit. You could smell the liquor on his breath, but he cut a promo there with me. That was fun, man.
Mean Gene.
Yeah, because you do live in like AWA territory. That's right. I forgot about that.
Mean Gene was a next level drinker.
He was. Yeah. That motherfucker drank some, what is it, bourbon. Wasn't that what he drank all the time?
Nobody could keep up with Andre the Giant, but Mean Gene would try.
Dude, the funniest shit ever is watching Mean Gene bloopers on YouTube. That shit is fucking hilarious. When he's interviewing people and the bloopers and shit, all that is so fucking great.
Yeah.
Billy, so, I love you, by the way.
I love you too, Pimp Monk. You're not Cajun swamp trash.
No, I'm not Cajun. I'm not even fucking Louisiana, dog.
Your voice reminds me of some sort of catfish critter, like on a cartoon series.
Dude, I don't
know
what my voice is. I've got a weird dialect. I don't sound like people from here. I got like a weird dialect. Here's the deal. I was raised in the hood, and I had white cracker rednecks' family, so I like picked both accents and put them together, I guess, and this is what happened.
Man, now all you got to do is go live with your aunt and uncle in Bel Air, man, and come up with a catchy theme song.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
But see, I didn't shoot b-ball. I just shot dice and smoked crack.
Yeah, you shot steroids outside of the school.
shooting some steroids outside of the school.
When a couple of guys, they were up to no good.
So
Bill Cosby said he didn't have no regrets, man.
You know, somebody in the chat room said, Pimp's just trying to get attention. That's why I do this shit. Of course I'm trying to get attention, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Have you ever had someone tell you, oh, you just do that for views? It's like,
yeah.
That's the point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But the point is views.
Right. And you know what? I had an interesting conversation today, but I'll talk about that in the post show.
In the post show. The whole thing you want to do, all right, is you want to get that attention without making people aware that you're trying to get it. That's the secret.
Nah, fuck that. I'll tell them.
Well, yeah, because you're not a good entertainer. You're
good... shit, I'm better than your big ass.
Oh, come on. You're a carnival barker that has no carnival.
You're a cocksucker.
Tell me the truth. Yeah, tell
is
me
that
the
a
truth,
sport?
Why does it sound like you had one in your mouth mid-sentence when you said that?
Because I did.
Cock soccer? Is that like you play soccer with your cock?
Cock soccer.
Look here.
Rock 'em, sock 'em, cock bots.
Oh, my God. What the fuck you got, Pimmon? What the hell is that, man?
Pimmon's toy chest is out of control.
Oh, my God. Pimp, you heard about that Chinese festival where they celebrate the penis and shit and they go around with all these giant penises and stuff? You should go there, man. You should get a ticket to go there. Raise money to go there, man. And live stream from there, dude.
We don't all love Pimp. Well, fuck you for the ones who don't. I don't give a shit.
Look, we don't have to all love Pimp. We don't have to all love Billy. We do have to all love Ben. That's the only rule here.
Yes, we all have to love Ben.
And Evan loves us all, so it doesn't matter whether or not you love him back. He's got you under control.
I love Evan.
That's the best thing about Evan. Evan's love is not only unconditional, it's unstoppable.
I love everybody.
Yeah. What if the simulated reality we exist in is based on a comic book that got converted into a movie that is about the four of us? We're like the Ninja Turtles, man.
Yeah. I feel like this would be the accompanying video game to the comic book based on the movie, or the vice versa. It's like the third level degradation of such. The video game is trying to get along with your buddies without having to.
Oh, dude, look at this. Look at this. See, Pimmonk and Billy the Fridge back up.
What happened to Scientist Mel?
She's down here.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's the way it should be, though.
He's going to win, guys.
Ben's going to win.
No bets.
Ben's going to win.
I don't want to win. I don't need to be number one anywhere. I just have to be number two.
You need to be duty.
On the screen. As long as I'm directly underneath Ben, I'm where I need to be in this world.
Well, you're not going to be number
that
two.
That sounds
be number
so
two.
Weird.
The elevator got stuck again.
Oh. Yeah.
What? That happened?
Dude, I got CBS All Access because I'm going to watch the Star Trek Picard show.
Yeah, is it pretty good?
Well, I haven't watched Picard yet because it doesn't come out yet, but the service is all right so far. There's some interesting old stuff, and there's a little bit of new content. Like, there's this one thing where they do, like, Star Trek short episodes that are, like, 10, 15, 20 minutes long, and they're all, like, kind of mind-fucky, you know? And there's animated ones, too. There's a lot of Star Trek stuff.
You love Star Trek.
Yes.
You love Star Trek.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah.
I don't love Star Wars. I don't know what I love anymore.
You know,
dude, I realized that too. For a minute there, I was a Star Wars fan because I was into the whole hero's journey of it all and the whole fucking, you know, the whole spectacle. But then the whole sequel trilogy just kind of ruined it for me, man. Just kind of, I mean, it was all right, but I don't know, man.
It
played
it
too much on nostalgia.
I enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed. Well, I didn't get into Star Wars really. As a kid, like, we had the VHS of Empire and the VHS of Jedi, and I never even saw A New Hope until I was, like, 15. So, like, as a little kid, I thought the Ewoks were badass. I thought Jabba the Hutt was this major, like, villain. I didn't really, like, pick up much on the Empire Strikes Back. I remember Darth Vader cutting off Luke's hand, throwing him down. Cloud City, you know, that type of stuff stood out to me. But I wasn't, like, as involved.
Dude,
as I needed to be.
Empire Strikes Back is the one that I remember the most from my childhood because we had a VHS tape of it, like, recorded off, like, Showtime or something stupid like that. And I watched that all the time. And that was the only one I actually had a copy of.
Yeah.
So I watched that one multiple times. But I saw Yeah, yeah, that's the one I saw the most.
We had the full on like we got it at a garage show. I think my aunt and uncle had it, and they were always giving us stuff they had. So we had Empire and we had Jedi, like actual like VHS from the release from the store. Really, really good little movies to have on hand when you're a kid. But I wasn't fully immersed.
This was an actual. This originally was a novel that I read when I was probably in my early 20s. It was official. It was an official Marvel Comics Star Trek The Next Generation crossover. And I think now
they've made it into a
graphic novel. Yeah, I mean, Professor X and Picard meet each other, and there's like this crazy thing where they're almost like the same person from different dimensions.
That's funny.
Wow. Yeah.
Predicting it. Yeah. That's cool. Fuck yeah. Yeah, man. I came up with an idea for a new show called Dreamcast, where we hypothetically cast a movie, me and a few guests. We all say who we'd cast in a hypothetical roles in these movies. And the first episode, I want to cast Star Trek The Next Generation, the reboot movie. Like, if we rebooted it as a movie franchise with a whole new cast playing everyone, like, who would it be that play these roles?
And I think I got
the best. My Picard?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's like a spoiler, man.
Okay,
I got to... Yeah, I mean, we could do it as a episode of DP someday, maybe, or something, man. We could do our dream cast of, like, what we would do to recast Star Trek The Next Generation or something, you know?
Cool.
Like, I think that would be fun. And then the audience could vote in a poll whose cast is the best, man. Who casted the movie the best? But you guys know who Terry Crews is?
Yeah.
I want him to play Worf.
Terry Crews is awesome. I love him as a person and as an actor. I feel like he's been in some of the funniest roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's perfect.
What about John Boyega as Geordi?
Geordi LaForge? Yeah,
I really can't think of any. Like, yeah, whatever you think is good. I really don't know a lot of current actors, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like who that Picard would be.
It's hard for me to think of a reboot when Picard is about to start and it's a continuation of the original timeline.
Yeah.
Like forever, we've been dealing with alternate universe shit with Star Trek ever since Star Trek Nemesis came out in 2002. Was the last like movie that advanced the original timeline. Everything else is like weird alternate reality, like Spock went back in time and created a new alternate reality. That was the J.J. Abrams stuff. Because
what do you think about Spock on right now?
On Discovery?
Yeah, he's in that, isn't he?
Yeah, but I haven't watched a lot of that. I've watched a little bit. You know, it is what it is.
I wish they'd just bite the bullet and start using deep fake technology in Hollywood and start plastering Leonard Nimoy's face onto an actor's body if they want to put Spock in something instead of, because it's so hard to accept these new motherfuckers as these iconic characters, man.
When are we going to have Oscars made for deep fakes?
Say what?
When are the Oscars going to accept deep fakes into the Academy Awards? Like,
yeah, should Tarkin get an Oscar for his performance in Rogue One?
Does it count as Peter Cushing, or who gets the role if there's a damn deep fake computer image performance that's better than all the others?
Damn.
Yeah, no shit, man. See, I'm designing a computer program that can use deepfake technology to create any movie you could ever imagine, and it'll make the movie for you like it's really happening.
I feel like that's inevitable. Like these streaming services, like where we're going right now with how much they create content. Like a lot of the content on Netflix is curated based off of trending terms anyways, right? How long until the system just CGI creates content based on AI involvement? Like, we have YouTube channels that upload YouTube videos that are completely driven by AI creation to hit algorithm, and these videos are made, they're shit, they're terrible, but some of them hit the algorithm and make tons of views, and it's literally just a computer processing these stories, putting them up on YouTube channels, and people watching them not even realizing what they're watching because the algorithm told them to watch this. This video is recommended.
Say hi to Jeff Holiday.
Jeffrey Holiday.
Shift hey, on
hey, hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man? Jeff? I love me some Jeffy.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Good people.
Cedar pushing.
Hell yeah. Hi.
So in the kingdom of heaven, does the Church of Gale exist?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, she's... I mean, when you're a god and everybody becomes a god in heaven... What you want, the line between real and fake is up to your own discretion. Like, it's there's, I mean, what you want to be real becomes real through the simulation technology. You can do whatever you want. You can live any life you want and have anybody involved in your life. And it's a perfect simulation of that person. And it's whatever you fucking.
You know, in Mormonism, they, when they die, they believe that they become a god of their own planet.
They do.
Yep.
Yeah, Mormons get a lot of shit right. The white underwear shit, not so much, but the whole endless celestial sex with my heavenly wives, yeah, and the soul family reincarnating into human bodies on planet Earth.
So they get Jesus, that part right. Jesus Christ was not conceived through spiritual means, is what you're saying.
No, well, it's technology, yeah. We use technology. It's basically, yeah, like logging a user into, like, a body inside of a program.
You uploaded baby Jesus into the Virgin Mary.
Yeah,
you uploaded him.
And,
okay.
Yeah, his consciousness, because his...
You made it sound so dirty, Ben.
His real name is John. You see, Jesus is not an only child. He's got over 200 brothers and sisters that were born in heaven. They're born immortal gods, and they've reincarnated into different bodies on Earth. Some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, you're damn right it's crazy shit. Yep.
It's true. And did you know the multiverse is real, and in an alternate reality, Jesus Christ was born a female.
You know what?
Her name was Madonna. And now she's reincarnated into this.
Oh my God.
Her name is Madonna.
If we had Star Trek technology, women wouldn't have to give birth anymore. They could just like beam the baby out of the womb without her having to squeeze it through her naughty area.
Yeah.
You know?
Naughty.
Well, you know, when I'm king, I'm going to solve the whole Roe versus Wade scenario and please everyone. I found a way to solve it so everyone's happy, right?
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we have these advanced artificial wombs that we can safely remove a fetus or any kind of tissue that's developing into a human. We can remove it safely from the womb or whatever part of the female and take it and plant it into the artificial womb. And these babies will be grown in artificial wombs, and we will have robots, advanced robots that will raise these children. And we can have, if there's no humans that want them, of course, right away, we will have robots there that will raise them right and always treat them right. Terminator 2 style, man. Watch fucking Terminator 2, guys.
So we need to start like building these robots.
We don't need to start. Evan can go back in time and just hit the go button.
Because how many robots would we possibly need? Total.
Oh, we're going to create a lot. But the thing is, the money we spend on war in a year, I could build three times the robots than we actually need. And the robots are going to build themselves perpetually. The robots, they build themselves, they repair themselves, they harvest all the resources.
We have 3D printers now that print 3D printers, right?
Yeah, self-replicating. Self-replicating robots.
Robots.
What's wrong with that? Come on,
we're creating a force of nature made out of
conditioned to self-deprecating.
Pitmonk, tell us your issue with the theories that you're getting here.
It's crazy.
That's his only argument, man. That's a weak argument, Pitmonk. What do you got against robots replacing all of human labor? What do you got against ending human labor, man? You like people being slaves, people being told they don't have a right to live.
How they gonna make money then, Evan?
Well, you don't have to make money because the machines are going to make happiness. They're going to make everything you ever wanted, so you can focus on, rather than focus on your needs, you can focus on your wants as a human being, liberating us from the control, being under the foot of our oppressors. We're now going to be able to have everything we need so we can truly understand it, what it is that we want. That's the next level of human evolution, is actually looking at what we want.
We're going to go out into outer space just like Star Trek, man, because of Evanism. But we get rid of money and capitalism first. We bring about heaven on earth through technology, and then we can start colonizing. Do you know that I'm going to build giant space stations in outer space that are like the Death Star, but I call them life stars? Giant space stations where it's like a fucking paradise in there, and people can just go and live. And they don't have to worry about volcanoes and earthquakes and asteroids and all this other shit that can get us on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Like, why worry about overpopulation when we have an infinite universe where we can build giant space stations in and fucking have robots shipping us in fucking food and all this other shit?
There is no housing problem. There is an allocation problem. We have seven empty homes for every one homeless person in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The problem isn't the inability to house. It's the focusing our monies that we spend on the homeless in the worst possible ways. Here in Seattle, if a homeless person goes, they get like $50,000 bills every time they walk in the door because the hospitals know that the state will pay the entire bill.
That's why public health care is important, because preventative health care would prevent someone who's like practically dying from walking into an ER and billing, passing on the cost of all of that treatment that you have to treat someone when they're like that sick. They pass that on to the consumers.
We hear all these stories about all these other countries where their leaders are being so horrible to their own people. But we don't look around us and say, wow, that's happening to us, man. We got the shittiest living conditions of the world.
Westernized.
And we're fucking, the Western world. We've got the shittiest living conditions and the worst respect for our lives of any country. And we're still given this notion that USA's got the moral high ground on all this shit. But no, fuck that shit. You know what, Billy? It's all a fucking mind game, man.
It definitely is.
All right, you know what? Authority is given to people, all right? It's not there. It's nothing that exists. Authority doesn't exist. It's a fucking illusion. It's a mind game. Money, capitalism, the government, it's all a fucking mind game. You playing make-believe that you're someone else's bitch, that you're a fucking slave. Every fucking day, you're going to wake up into this reality and play along with your script and go to work for 8 hours.
Evan,
it's all an illusion.
I just thought of a question that I don't know if I ever heard you address. So are you as open about being the kingdom of heaven in real life, like in your day-to-day life, as you are on the internet?
Well, I mean, look, people in my life, before I ever announced that who I am to the world publicly, I was keeping it a big secret. But people who hang out with me, they just know it. I don't have to say shit.
Okay.
They know who I am just by interacting with me. The shit I talk about, like, I'm not a fucking character. I am who I am. You know what I mean? I legitimately am who I am, and I'm not a fucking character or anything like that. So, like, people, I don't have to, like be anything. I just be myself, and people, like, know who I am and shit. Like, so, the animals, they know who I am, too. Same way, you know? So I'm friends with all the little dogs and cats and birds and even the insects, man. I love all the little insects and shit.
Sure. And I believe that. I believe you love them all. I was just wondering, like, you know, you have an Uber driver and you're like, I'm the kingdom of heaven.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
I mean, when I do have the chance to have a conversation with, like, I like taking the train. When I travel, I like taking the train. And one of the best parts about it is you get to rap with all these people on the train and get to meet people from all different walks of life.
Pimple gloves that too.
Hell yeah. And I, and I love doing that. And, you know, I never overtly say, oh, I'm the king of the kingdom of heaven, blah, 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 blah. But I do tell them some Evanism shit, my plans to end human labor, stuff like that. But I don't just talk about myself. I try to connect with people on a deeper level where I'm there for them. I can be like, give them a little advice, be like, hey, you know, because, you know, you meet people for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean? Like, whether it's, that doesn't mean it's predetermined, you know, things happening for a reason doesn't mean that it's predetermined.
Yes.
But
I agree.
I need that.
So, so we're going to end the show pretty soon here in a couple minutes. I do not have the end card ready. That will be ready by the next show. So if you're a patron, you know, if you want to get your name on the end card, you can become a $15 patron or above to get that. $50 or above to be on the opening card. And I believe PT Ham may have won the associate producer last month. I'm going to have to check that, but I think that's it. So I'll have that ready by tomorrow. I have a stream on my channel scheduled tomorrow. So you guys can check that out if you want to see that. Check out Pimp Monk. Check out Evan LeFevre. I got Evan LeFevre linked below.
Brave Evanism.net if you want to know more Evanism, y'all.
Evanism.net. Brave Browser, if you've got any Brave basic attention tokens, or if you haven't checked, you probably have them. Send them our way. Thank you. And for the rest of you, we're going to do, Billy and I are going to do a post show. So we will see all of you there in a few minutes. Thank you to everyone. Have a wonderful night.
Say no to World War III.
Yes.
Say yes to violence.
Pimp Monk, you're evil.